We're learning Sicha Re'ei Beis Chelik Yudalet. Rebbe Shtelingzach on the Pasik of Vesud Bakun, which is Kapitel Yud Gimel Pasik Hei. Let's read a little bit Kapitel Yud Gimel before that. The Pasik speaks about, because the Rebbe is going to bring it B'Hemshech in the Sicha. The Pasik speaks about Ki Yokim B'Yikir B'Chanovi Echelim Chaleim V'Nosin Ilecho Oisei Mephis Bo'aiz V'Mephis. And it's going to say to go din avi de zor. So the pasuk says, "Lisishma el divrei anovi yahu echelu machalei mahu ki menasa avay lekechemeskem ladas hayishchem eivim es avay lekechem b'chol vavchem b'chol nafshchem." Then the pasuk says, "Pasuk hey yud gimel hey achri avay lekechem telechu ve'esei siro ve'es mitzvesev tishmeru ve'keli sishmo ve'esei savedu uve'esid bokun." And on these words of Vesud Bokum, Rashi tells us, and he says that the pshat of Vesud Bokum means there should be davuk in the drachav. We'll soon learn the sikh inside. All right. Aleph. Ala pasik achri avay lekechem gemir uvesud bokum mefarish Rashi ateves uvesud bokum he davuk bedrachav gmel chasodim kver mesim. Bakr Chelim, Kimesha Osa Kodesh Borchu. Kavanosi Shorashi, what is Rashi Bepashtus? What does Rashi have to say something? Hiliyashi Vatmir Bezevichi, Evshili, Dovik Bavai Lekechem. And Rashi really says this type of Kasha earlier in Pashtus Ekev, like the Rebbe points out in order too. So, Vichi Evshili, Dovik Bavai Lekechem, Umetaritz, that when it says, Uvesud Bokun, Shapirish Akosavu, he dovig bidrochov, Gmil Chasodim Vachulu, Kmesha Sakodish Borchu, Shayidei Ze Atadovuk Bakodish Borchu. So that's the touch. So Shail is Lachura Hauser Shaykhis Uvesit Bokun, and the answer is it means he dovig bidrochov. So on that Rebbe is with Tzorich Lov. Inyin Ze Shalo Odom Lidovig Bakodish Borchu. This concept is Kvarnamer Kate Mulchim. First of all, it says Besef Pashas Ekev. Over there, there's a pasuk uledov kovei. Ve'ed lifni zeh, it says ubeisid bak also in parshas rei, parshas ekev. Ubekol zeh, ein Rashi mazbisom ki parshas seinu shinyonet veikas bedrachov. So we have two times in parshas ekev where it says the lashon of either ledov kovei or ubeisid bak, and Rashi doesn't say what he says over here. So lechura, what? Why up is over here? This is the pshat, and earlier Rashi didn't say it. Is azoy. Now Rashi is going to say in Sefer Parshas Ekev. Rashi, the Rebbe is going to explain why Rashi couldn't have explained what he explains over here. He couldn't have explained what he explains over here. But on from Desvegen in the beginning of Parshas Ekev, where over there it says uveisid bak over there lechura, Rashi could have explained what he explained over here, and Rashi doesn't. That's the kasha. He says, "Ala pasuk uledov kabei pirush Rashi." This at the end of Parshas Ekev. Ef shleimer kein v'leish eichlu elhidovik b'talmidim u'bechachomim u'mayla ni aleichem ki'ilu nidbak tabei. That's how Rashi explains at the end of Parshas Ekev. Ala pasuk is avayu lekechotira esi saved uveisidbok uveshmeti shaveya mefarish Rashi is avayu lekechotira v'tavid lei v'sidbak bei. So we see that at the end of Parshas Ekev, he teaches Ledov Kabei means Yidavi with Chacham. Earlier, when it says Uvei Sidbak, Rashi doesn't explain anything. Rashi just says that through Uvei Sidbak is Uvei Shmei Shaveya. But what's the Taich Uvei Sidbak? What do you do to Uvei Sidbak? Rashi doesn't say. So here the Rebbe says, Vihine. Mashali mefarish gabi ledov kabei kmei shapirish b'parshas einu. If you're going to ask, why doesn't Rashi in Sof Parshas Ekev explain what he explains by us that hidavik bedrachov? That's not in kasha. Yesh leimah hatam kizeh nemer befeirish bepasik zeh velifnei ledov kabei. In that pasuk it says before it says uveisid bak it says lo leches bechol drachov. Befratal Pirush Rashi over there that it says who rachem chulu who gemel chasodim ba'atig mel chasodim. So Rashi couldn't have explained in Parshas Ekev where it says uledov kabei that it means that it means Hidavi Bidrachov, because that comes behemshah to Leches B'chol Drachov. So that kash is not a shver. Avol b'negel li'idach kro, where over there it says Uvei Sidbak, is kosher. Me'ach ha'shed ve'kos ba'kodesh baruch hu. Yav shilafarish kipshute, which l'chura, that's what's shver, like Rashi says, tak at the end of Parshas Ekev. And Rashi, l'chura over here is also, he doesn't say the kasha, but l'chura, that's why he's mefarish, is loch, and hutzach Rashi lefarish in yonei, b'seif Parshas Ekev, ube Parshas Seinu, im kein, havele lefarish zeh, alu be'sid, b'kanem malifnei p'sokim el. So l'chura, in other words, we have two p'sukim in Parshas Ekev, we have one pasuk by us. So if you're going to ask a kasha, why doesn't Rashi at the end of Parshas Ekev say what he says here? That's not a kasha, because over there he couldn't have explained it, because over there it says Leches B'chol Drachov. You can't ask it that way. But on the other hand, the question is, the first time in Parshas Ray, where it says Uvei Sidbak, where Rashi says nothing, why didn't Rashi say what he says over here? That's the question. And Beis Le'iduch, the other way you could ask, another Manavshach, if you're going to say, the question is, over here, Rashi says that what he says here, so why didn't he say it there? Or you could ask the other way. Since over there seems to be that it's Pashup Pshat, Vaharaya, Rashi doesn't say anything. So the Chura, if it's Pashup Pshat over there, why isn't it Pashup Pshat over here? And if somehow or another over here is different than over there, so how does Rashi know that? That's the next base, Ula Idol Gisa. Rashi doesn't say anything in the beginning of Rei. So that seems to be telling us that it's a pashtezach. If it was Pashit, what it meant in Vayeschanon and in the beginning of Re'ei, so why isn't it also Pashit at the end of Parshas Ekev and now a Parsha? If it means, if you'll assume that in Vayeschanon we knew what it meant, Vaharai Rashi doesn't say anything. And in the beginning of Parshas Re'ei we knew what it meant, Vaharai Rashi doesn't say anything. So why does Rashi have to say something at the end of Parshas Ekev or in the beginning of Parshas Re'ei? L'chura, what can we assume that it means the same like it meant something like earlier? Elamai, you're going to tell me, yeah, now over here it means something else. So Oiminole, so how does Rashi Taka know that? Because if it means the same, so why does Rashi have to explain it here? And Elamai, you're going to say over here it means something else and it doesn't mean what it meant before, so how does Rashi know that? That's the shiloh of it. So Bikitzer, we have a Rashi. The Rashi explains Uvesud Bakun that it means that you should that it means Hidavik Bidrachov. That's what the Uvesud Bakun means, Hidavik Bidrachov. So the Rebbe is asking that Lechura, this concept of Uvesud Bakun, we find three times earlier. We find it at the end of Parshas Ekev, the beginning of Parshas Ekev, and also in Parshas Vayeschanan. And the question is, Rashi, now why, if you're going to ask Akasha, why doesn't Rashi in Parshas Ekev learn like he learns in Parshas Re'ei? That's not Akasha. Because over here Rashi learns that it means Hidavik Bidrachov, and in Parshas Ekev Rashi couldn't learn that way, because it says Behemshech to Leleches B'chol Drachov. But Le'iduch you'll ask Akasha, what's going on? Ubei Sidbak, Rashi doesn't explain. And over here Rashi does explain. So if Rashi over here has to explain why, because Bepashas we don't understand Pshat, so why Uvei Sidbak he didn't have to explain? Elamai, that's the Shiloh one. Elamai, you're going to tell me that somehow or another it's a Pashtazach what Uvei Sidbak means, and that's why Rashi doesn't explain it. And Alderazem Vayeschanan over there, it also says, V'atim Advekim Hashem Alekechem, and Rashi doesn't explain anything. So if it's so Pashat there, why isn't it Pashat here? Elamai over here, it means that it's different than there. No, if it means it's a hogufas sort of beer, mechates, how do we know that it means something different? These are the shilas that Rebbe is asking. So the direction is going to be that over here, obviously, it means something different. We'll soon see. Base. Siv base. Gam tzorech lehoven bepirush Rashi shalufanein. This is the Asis of Rashi itself, without comparing it to previous Rashis. Rashi says, Gemel Chesadim, Kver Mesim, Bakr Chelim. That's what it says. Gemel Chesadim, Rashi said, Hidavi Bedrachav, Gemel Chesadim, Kver Mesim, Bakr Chelim. So what are the words? Gemel Chesadim, Kver Mesim, Bakr Chelim. So the question is, Ma'o Toichnei Shel Gemel Chesadim Kan? What does it mean, the words Gemel Chesadim? The eight, Harigam Kver Mesim, Ubikr Chelim, Biglal Gemel Chesadim. So what is, you're saying Gemel Chesadim, Kver Mesim, Ubakr Chelim. What does Gemel Chesadim mean? Omnam B'zei Yishleim, maybe even a time. Shel Gemel Chesadim Kan, Einin Yim Proti, Kim Gemel Kol Minich Chesadim. So it's a general statement, Gemel Chesadim. And Vizel Techni Vinyoni Shadovi Bidracha Bechlal. So now, what is the Dovi Bidracha of being a Gmel Chesadim? To do good things. And Asher Pratim, what are the Pratim of Gmel Chesadim? That's Kver Mesim of Akrachel. So that'll be the Pshat. Gmel Chesadim is a general statement. And the Pratim is Kver Mesim of Akrachel. I will only move it. The Parshas Ekev al Aposik, Lolechas Bechol Drachov. Mefarish Rashi, Mahu Gemel Chesadim, Afatik Gemel Chesadim. Mebli Lefaret is Apratim, Dikfuras Mesim Obikir Chelim. So over there, we said Gemel Chesadim, it seems to be, you understand what Gemel Chesadim is, you don't have to explain. Daphne Shuistach. And Epsmitamol, Aman Ishtanakan, the Pasha Seinu, that you have to tight choice that Gemel Chesadim means Kver Mesim Obikir Chelim. The Imen Atzerech Lefarish Apratim, Gemel Chesadim, is Havalei Lefertim Le'il B'Parshas Ekev, B'Mokim Sho'inyan, the Gemilas Chasodim B'Ol Rishayim. So over there Rashi says Gemil Chasodim, and it assumes that you know what Gemil Chasodim means. You don't have to explain Pratim of Gemil Chasodim. And here, all of a sudden, Rashi says the word Gemil Chasodim, and here Rashi has to pass Taichu, if we'll assume that it's not Taichu Ngoyis, or the Shailas, what does it mean? What does Gemil Chasodim mean, which is besides Kver Mesim Abakar Chelim? But Elamai, you're going to say that it means etaych tois. If he's taichin goy, so why over there? Over there, there was no need to his taichin, and over here, there is a need to his taichin. What's going on? That's the question. That's question one. Base. Madua lekachoshiv Rashi ba'prat mishol gmil chasodim anal gam es aprat shol gmil es chasodim mameine. Hainu halvoas kesev l'nitzrochim. Giving someone a loan by other rabba. Why is that called the ikri? We say all im is rishus except for this im. This is from the ims that are not rishus. So there's a mitzvah. So the pashtus, that's from the drach which a person has to do. Ubefrat shalvoas kesev hu chesed sheefshel ligmil kol echad veechad b'chol matzav shehu. The mitzvah to diro mitzuya, har biyesim mikvur asmesim abikar chelim. So if Rashi is coming to taychuis, what gemil chesadim means? So why isn't Rashi taychuis that gemil chesadim means bikar chelim? Gimel, hamokel pirush shor Rashi ulechur mesichta seit. Avol pirush Rashi ubishinu bashmotas. Bigemara nidrze al tchilas aposuk. Over there it says achri avay lekechem telechu. So the Gemara Taichuzu is that it means Lahalich Acher Midesov. But Rashi doesn't learn it on the words Acher Avay Lekechem Telechu. The Ilu Bepirush Rashi Muva Inyan Al Siyom Aposik Ubeisud Bokun. That's one difference. The Gemara Isagamke, the Gemara says, when the Gemara speaks about the Drachma of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu Malbish Arumim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nichem Avelum. The Ilu Rashi Bepirush Einim Eve Beizun Yonim Elu. So Rashi only brings the inyan of Kver Mesim Umbakr Chelim, and he doesn't bring these inyanim that it's mentioned in the Gemara of Malbish Arumim and Nichem Avelim. B'yesa temuadav. Kol echad mebeiz inyanim nilmad b'gemara anal mepshuti shal mikra mefurish v'shenamru lefnei parshaseinu. These two things of Malbish Arumim and Nichem Avelim, the Gemara learns out from Psukim, which were said in pshuti shal mikra earlier. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Malbish Arumim, Mashakosuv, Vayas Hashem Alikim Lo Odom, Uli Ishtei Kostnes Er Vayalbishim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nicham Avelim, Meodich Siv, Vahi Achri Meis Avrom, Vayivarech Alikim Es Yitzchok, Virashi And so that was Nichmavel. So these two things, which are mamish psukim before Roshim, is Virashi Yishmitim. Av shehush ba'atzmi mefarash al ha'posik ba'yivorech likimis Yitzchak. So Rashi tightens up, Nichmei t'anchumi avelu. So the Rebbe is pointing out that L'chura, Rashi over here is not bringing the whole Inyan. I mean, the Inyan is brought down in Gemara. So first of all, the Gemara says that on Achri Avai L'Kechem Telechu. And here, Rashi says it on L'Dov Kabei. That's one. Uvesid Bokun. And that's one thing. And secondly, the Gemara mentions the Inyan of Malbush Arumim, and Alder is a Nichum Avel, which L'chura, Ben Chomish L'Mikra knows, because he learned it in the Pesukim earlier, in Pshutish L'Mikra, and Rashi is mashma those two things. K'mei Kenes, Harayis, Mikroi Shebi Gemara, Shekver Mesim, Abake Chelim, Him Drachim Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lehevim Rashi. Rashi doesn't bring the Rayis. The Gemara over there brings Rayis. Now, V'ha Nichum B'nigeh Bikr Chelim, Rashi doesn't mention the Rai of Bikr Chelim, Pshum Shekva Pires a Rashi, but Ish Parshas Vayera. Shevayera Elav Hashem is Levakar Zachela. So there's no need for Rashi to tell the Ben Chomish Lamikra that the Eberster is Mevakar Chelim. He knows that from Vayera Elav Avram. Vayera Hashem Al Avram. Aval B'inyan Kver Mesei. Havali Lehavi Harai Shakadish Baruch Hu Kava Mesem. Vahainu Aposik Vayikbar Esi Begai Hanemar Menigei Lomesha. Shari Aposik Zeu Lachri Parshas Einu. B'sev Parshas Bracha. So the Chura Rashi writes bepshitus that the Eberster is mekaber mesim, and the Chura that's you have to bring a raya. The raya is from the sof of the chumash vayik bereisu begai. And hey, ma'u atam sheRashi nokat kver mesim lifnei bakr chel. Hari sidrum hafuch hey mitzat seida murois elu b'chay adam. The first is bikr chelim kedim. So person, and the heim it's at a seder bekroy. She asa kodesh baruch hu. She metchila biker chelim avrom v'achar kach kave mesim mesim. So the Rebbe is asking kama kashis on the lashon of on the protim of this Rashi without comparing this Rashi to earlier Rashis. Over here he's asking in the inyan itself, just bekitzer nachamol. So Rashi says that hidavi bedrachav. What should it be? Gmel chsodim. Kver mesim o bakr chil. That's what Rashi says. So the Rebbe is asking, what's this gemil chsodim, kver mesim bakr chil? What's this gemil chsodim mean? No, you mean to say generally gemil chsodim, and what's gemil chsodim? Gemil chsodim is that kver mesim o bakr chil. Is that what it means? If that's what it means, so l'chura earlier Rashi said on the pasuk v'alachta bedrachav. So Rashi said, Rashi Taishtov Valachta the Drachov means you should be a Gemel Chsodim. L'chur, if there's a need to who's Taichin, what Gemel Chsodim means, so why does Rashi not need to have to explain this early in Parshas Ekev? That over there also, Gemel Chsodim, what does it mean, Gemel Chsodim? Valachta Bedrachov. Over there it says Valachta Bedrachov, and Rashi says Gemel Chsodim. Rashi doesn't Taichuis what Gemel Chsodim means. And the pashtus is because you don't need to. Everyone knows. All kinds of gmil chsodim is gmil chsodim. Absmita moldo, Rashi needs to tight choice. The second shayla is the lechura, if Rashi is tight chingois, so lechura vasep is only these two. What about halva? Halva lechura is a ninya from gmilas chsodim, which is a chiv benateira, and something which is toder. And lechura should come before the inyan of kver mesim abakr chelu. That's another shayla. A third shayla, the Rebbe is asking, L'chura, the pastor's this mocker of Rashi is from the Gemara. And in the Gemara, over there, first of all, it says this limud, not on Ovesid Bokun, but on Achri Avaya Lekechem Telechu, that's number one. And secondly, in the Gemara, they also mention that the Eberster is Malbush Arum Nachem Avelim. So why doesn't Rashi mention that? And l'chura, these are things which you know in Pshutish HaMikra. We know that Vayas Hashem Elkim Kosnes Eir, Vayalbishim, and also that Hashem is Malbush Arumim, so we know that from a Pasuk. And the Eberster was, I'm sorry, the third shaila is that l'chura, in the Gemara over there, they mentioned that the Eberster is Malbush Arumim, Menachem Avelim. In the Gea, Kver Mesim Rashi does mention. The Gemara mentions another two, which are the Indian of Malbush Arumim and Nachum Avelim. And both of them, the Ben Chomer Shel Mikra knows about, because we learned it in Pesukim earlier, over there, that the Eberster made Kostnes Eir, and also that the Eberster Akre Meis Avram, Vayivorech Elikimus Yitzchok. And Rashi teaches that it was Nichma Nichma Avelim. So the Kumt is that Rashi doesn't bring those other two as well. And also, Rashi doesn't bring any rayas that the Eberster is Mevaker Cholim and is Kaver Mason. As far as Bikur Cholim is concerned, the Gemara does bring rayas. So as far as Bikur Cholim is concerned, could be, Rashi doesn't explain it, because we know it. We know it already from earlier. Vayera Hashem al Avram. So we know the Eberster came with Akres Achela. But Benigea Kver Mesim, the Raya of the Pasig is Vayikber Esi Begai. That's the Raya that the Gemara brings, that Hashem, the Eberster, was Makaber Mesha. And Lechuri, the Ben Chomish Mikra, doesn't know that yet. That's at the end of Zeisa Baruchah. So why doesn't Rashi bring it? And another, and the fifth Shaila is the Seder. Why does Rashi say the Seder first? Kver Mesim and then back Bikr Chelim. Lechura the Seder the Chvaker. Tzai and Seder Achai. That's first Bikr Chelim and then there's Kver Mesim. And Tzai and Seder Apsukim. That first there was the Inyan of Bikr Chelim, which was by Avram. And then there was the Inyan of Kver Mesim by Mesha. So Vikumtis, the Rashi says this Seder. So this is the Shaila, this is the Shaila Allah of an art, not comparing this Rashi to other Rashi. So the first Sif was dealing with this Rashi in comparison to other Rashis. What's going on? That all of a sudden, Ovesid Bokun over here was saying Pshat, that it means Yidovik Bidrachov, and earlier in Vayishchanon, and Avatim Advekim, and at the beginning of Re'eh, over there seemed to be no need to explain what Ovesid Bok is. So what's going on? Why over there was no need, and over here there is a need? What's going on? And that's Shaila number one. And Shaila number two is, what's the Loshen of Rashi, that he says, Gmil Sodim, then he says, Kver Mesim, Ubakar Chelim, what's this, these Loshenis, what's the Seder Advar, Protim, on these Protim that Rashi mentions. That's the Shailas that the Rebbe asks. So here the Rebbe is going to explain that the Inyan of Dveikus Bashem on a Poshita level is something which is there for standing in Pshut Shel Mikra. That when you say you have to be dovek in the Eberster, so we find a musik that it says Vatidbak Nafshe Bedina by Shem. So we see dveikus means having a closeness and feeling an ava for something. If you feel an ava, so you feel dovek to something. So maybe when you say you have to be dovek in the Eberster, so they're saying the pashtus advarim of dveikus bar Shem means to have an ava to the Eberster. And that explains why, when the Pasuk says that you should be Dovuk in the Eberster, V'atam Advekim Bavaya Lekechem, or Uvei Sidbak, there's no need to explanation, because we know that Dveikus means feeling a closeness and a connection with the, which comes through Ava. Masha'enki, when the Pesukim, you can't explain that Uvei Sidbak means Ava, that's where Rashi has to explain. And that's why Rashi, in Vayishchanon, and in the beginning of Re'eh, Rashi didn't have any need to explain it, because over there you can say Bepshitos, that it means Ava. Masha'ekim, when it comes to say Parshas Ekev, and Alderet Zeh to Parshas Re'eh, so over here, you can't learn, like the Rebbe will explain, why it means Ava, and therefore, you have to explain that it means something else. And in Parshas Ekev, it means the union of Yidovik with Talmid HaChamim. And in Pashas Re'ei, it means something else, Hidovik Bidrochov. That's the Nekudas Advar. And then the Rebbe is going to explain that the Hidovik Bidrochov in Pashas Re'ei is not the same of a Halachta Bidrochov, which says in Pashas Ekev. The Halachta Bidrochov, which says in Pashas Ekev, where over there says, and Rashi says that you should be a Gmil Chsadim, is not the same of Uvesid Bokum, which means you should be Dovik Bidrochov, in Pashas Rei. That's going to be the beer, the Nekudas HaBir of the Rebbe. Siv Gimel. Vabir b'kol zeh. B'parshas v'atim advekim, b'posik v'atim advekim b'avayi l'keichem chayim kulchem ayim, ein tzerech l'farish dvekim. You don't have to explain what dvekim means. Ki kvar lamadnu in yoni l'il b'parshas v'yishlach. Over there it says, v'atidbek nafshe bedina. Shakosim v'atzmi mefarshim miyad la'achrze. Now what does it mean v'atidbak nafshi b'dinei? Shen yonishu v'atidbaku v'yavis ha'nayra. While there is a moving the pashtus, mashikosu v'atim advekim b'avayi l'keichem, what does it mean that Yidin were dovek in the Eibishter? Shebnei Yisrael dvukim heim b'nafshom b'avayi l'keichem b'avol havayi. That's what it means. V'atim advekim b'avayi l'keichem. M'meil chayim kulchem ayim. Yidin were dovek to the Eibishter with ava. V'lochin l'hutzrach rashi l'faris of a pashtus v'eschana. While there is a mashinema b'pashtus ekev, it's avayi l'kecha tira, and then it says uvei sidbok. Is gam ke yesh lo farshi? What does it mean? Obey sidbuk. Shuinya shel dveikas ba'avai ba'ava. And what's the difference between obey sidbuk and ba'atim advekim? Because of ba'atim advekim, diber behavior spoke about what was happening. Shahayim heim dveikim ba'avai ba'peil. Ba'atim advekim ba'avai lekechem. Because of the parshas Ekev, where it says obey sidbuk is hizer alosid. She konsul oritz is also tzrichem liyis dveikim ba'avai obey sidbuk. So maybe that's why there was no need to explain it, not in Parshas Veschana, not in the beginning of Parshas Rei. Avalulodovkebe. The safe Parshas Ekev. It dorten eav shalafarish, shein yonei dveikas be'ava. Miachar shezeb bo b'tziru b'fnei atzmei. Ubikos of ze atzmei. The Pasuk itself speaks about it earlier. It says, la'avas avay lekechem, lulechas b'chol drochav, ulodovkebe. So how could you say by the ein leimer shechozer akosiv miyad letzavis eda pam alinian ave v'chulu? No, the pasuk just said it has to be la'avis avay lekechem. So here the question is, what does the pasuk want with the ledovkebe? So you can't explain it as the pashtus advarim as it was understood in Veschanon and alderaze in the beginning of Ekev. Val korchach tzarich leimer shehakavana ledveikas yesa klolus. We're not talking about it as the dveikas of ave. A person has already av. The lelech is bechol drachov. She is al leoid v'yagia lepchinas oledovke beimamish. That's lechore the pshat. Now, as a person has av, until now ledovke beim meant av. So now that you have av, so what does ledovke mean? If it's more dveikus, not only av, it should be more dveikus. So what's a ledovke beimamish? Mikiva shekein kosher l'rashi efshel leimer kein. Because over here, the Ludovka has to be in addition to the Ava. You have a Ludovka be Ava, which we can understand. But here you're saying, besides the Ava, there has to be a Ludovka be. So the question is, Ef Shalemer came, Valei Sheikhlu. Because if you have an Ava to the Ebershtug, you can understand. But over here, you're telling me, no, it's not enough Ava, there has to be a Ludovka be, but the Ebershtug is the Chay Sheikhlu. Haino Eich Ef Shaludovka be Bedvekus, She Lemaila Midvekus Ayde Ava Lavai, Valei Sheikhlu. It's a consuming fire. Because you're going to become closer, more than Avos, L'chur is Eish Eichlu. So V'loch, it's Tzarech L'farish. Therefore, Rashi had to explain that he dove b'talmidim, u'b'chachomim, u'mayla ni'aleichem ki'ilu nidbakta bay. So in other words, Eino Chinami, this L'dovke bay is a inyan of L'dovke bay, which is more than Ava, different than Ava. And it's an inyan because through being David with Chalchom and with Talmidim is Ma'ilan Yalechem Ki'ilu Nidbaktebe. And that explains Haschol Sabir to explain why in the beginning of Parshas in Voeschanon and Alderaz in the beginning of Parshas Re'e there was no need at all to explain Pshat Vatam Advekim or Ledovkebe or Veisidbok because it's understood by Pashtus that it means Ava. Masha'inkin at the end of Parshas Ekev, where over there it speaks about Ava, and Suder Tzu it says that Uladovka Bey. So we have to learn that Uladovka Bey means besides Ava. There has to be Suder Tzu, Nochad Vekas. What's the Nochad Vekas besides Ava? So that Rashi says that it means Yidovi B'Talmidim, the Chamidim of Chachom, Umayla Ni Aleichem, Ki'ilu Nidbatkim B'Shchir Mamash. That's in the end of Parshas Ekev. Now here in Parshas Re'e, also Rashi explains that Aludovke means in David Bidrochov. So also you're going to have to explain that L'chura, Rashi already in Parshas Veschan, in the beginning of Parshas Ekev, had ongenomen that the title Aludovke means the Pashtus, you should be David with Ava. So why can't you explain that over here, so Bishleim in Parshas Ekev, is understood that it can't mean to be dovig ba'ava. Because it says La'avas Hashem Elokechem, it says in that pasuk. So why in Parshas Re'eh you can't explain that it means Ava? So that the Rebbe is going to explain now. That's in Siv Dalit. Siv Dalit. So here the Rebbe is going to explain, first of all, why you can't learn that Uvesud Bokun means Alderech in Parshas Veschanon or in Parshas Re'eh, where it's in the beginning of Parshas, the early in Parshas Re'eh, where over there the Taich of Tidbok is Inyan of Ava. That's first of all. And secondly, why can't you learn that Uvesud Bokun means, like Rashi explained, at the end of Parshas Ekev, which is the Inyan of Yidovik B'Tamid Chachom. That's what the Rebbe is going to explain now. And therefore, you're going to have to understand what Uvesud Bokun Taka means, which is something which is even higher than Yinyun Ha'ava. Siv Dalet. B'hine ha'posik b'parshasenu. Achri avaya lekechem telechu. Ves mitzvesev tishmeru. V'gemer. Uvesud Bokun. Is nemar be'emtza ha'parsha. Hadona b'novi sheker meses midich. The posik says as ik. Yoke b'kir mechanovi echelem gemer. And what is the Novi saying? Leimer neilcha achreilikim achirim gamer v'novdeim. So the Torah is instructing lei sishma el divri anovi ahu gamer. Kimenasa avay lekechem eschem lodas hayishchem eivim es avay lekechem b'cholovavchem v'chol nafshecha. So the mitzvah is not to listen to a Novi which tells you to be eved avid zara, and the purpose of this Novi is the Ebershto is menasa to see whether you have Ava. So basically, not listening to the Navi is an expression of Ava. By not listening to the Navi, it's an expression of Ava. V'lochin ha-posik achri avaya lekechem telechu, habo miyad la'achri ha-psukim anal, is moving she-toichnei lishleil v'lister is divri ha-Navi ha-sheker, shehu omar neil cha-achri lekim achir v'novdeh. So in other words, the Navi said, what did the Navi said? The Navi Sheker said that Nil Chachri Elkim Acherim V'Novdim. Two things. We should go after the Elkim Acherim and V'Novdim. He's Le'umazeh, his Hira Atere. Nay, don't listen to the Navi. What should you do? Instead of the Nil Chachri Elkim Acherim, Achri Avay Elikechem Telechu. And instead of the V'Novdim that the Navi suggested, it was Ve'esi Savedo. That's the Pashtus Advar that the Navi is telling us. Is telling the Yid Neil Chachri El Kim Achein V'Novdeim, and the Torah is saying no. That what should you do? You should Achri Avay Lekechem Telechom Ve'Esis Aved. Omnom Mashehesev Akosiv V'Siyim Advarim U'Besid Bokum. So here the Torah is telling us not only you should be Telechom, not only you should be Tavedu, but should also be Sid Bokum. Einim Muvin Ma'u In Yonish El Dveikazu. What does the Torah mean besides what he said earlier that Telechom and Tavedu? Elamai, we had options. We had an option that maybe it means Ava, maybe it means Chidavik B'Tamid Chachamim. So that the Rebbe says, no, those options aren't here now. Why? Kalei'ef shelefarish kibiksuv makedmin kidol kamon. Aleph, ein leimer shakavone b'zeh l'dveikus ha'nefesh b'Ava kibiparshas v'eschana. That which is the poshtet taich of Tidbokum. Why? Ki harei hakavone klolis b'zeh Shakodesh Baruch Hu Nesin Memshalu L'Novi Hasheker Lasis Eis is Mefureshes Hi Beparsha Bepasuk Shelifnizeh L'Das HaYishchem Evim Zavai Elikechem. In other words, the whole idea that the Novi came was why did the Ebershter enable that the Novi should be able to make a Mephis and be able to try to convince Yidn to do Avodah Zarah is in order to be Megala the Inyan that Yidn are Evim Zavai L'Das HaYishchem Evim Zavai Elikechem. Zoysi meres, sha'avis havaya hi tachlis v'ikar shel kol inyan ha'meduberka. It's not just a prat. The whole idea of not listening to the Novi Sheker is an expression of Ava. Is v'eichi tochen, she'chazer ha'kosev l'hazer aleh b'tur pratechot. No, the Torah is saying, don't listen. So the whole idea of not listening and achri havaya lekechem is all coming because you're avis havaya. So now the Torah is saying, don't listen. And also you should have Ava. What do you mean also you should have Ava? V'gendem retzach doch. V'eid, the posik za'atzmei bo'az horim ufureshes. The posik already said, v'es mitzvesov tishmeru. U'bevadei b'chlolun shol mitzvesov hi mitzvah avas havaya. So to say that uveisit bokun means Ava is first of all against the general grain, because the whole pasuk is based on the whole idea that you're doing what the Torah is telling you to do, is an expression, Hayishchem Eav Mesavaya, which shows that you have Ava. And secondly, the pasuk already said Ves Mitzvah of Tishmeru. So Mimela, that's for sure that includes Ava. So you can't tie Chavesit Bokun like the Pashtus Advarim that Rashi learned in Ves Chanon and in Re'ei, where over there he meant that it's an union of Ava. Elamai, there's another option. Rashi learned in Parshas Re'ei, at the end of Parshas Re'ei, that Ovesid Bokun means that you should be Hidovik b'talmidum b'chacham. And Mailani Aleichem, ke'ilu atidovik b'shchina mamish. So that Rebbe says, v'chein koshel ufarish. Over here he doesn't say that it's ein loymar. He says, v'chein koshel ufarish. Sh'advekus b'parshas zeh, pirushay dvekus b'talmidum b'chacham, ki the safe parshas eikev. That's also shre. Why? Because mikivin sh'aposikan, meina v'helech kamin yon, ובסדר של מיילם בקדש באילו יחרידו, אחרי ואויסי סבדו, it says, אחרי ואייל ככם תלכו, ואיסי סבדו, ואיסי סבדו, תשמרון, and at the end, it says, ובסד בוקון, is that he המובן, שאינין שבסיומי, ובסד בוקון, הוא הכי נילה שבכולו. In other words, after you have the whole אריכוס of הדברים, is that ואייל ככם תלכו, ואיסי סבדו, תשמרו, and also savdun that vayisi savedun, and then it says uveisid bokum. So we see that uveisid bokum is already like the tachlis. Ha'achi nayle shebekulam haynu sheu uveisid bokum mi'acha sheyef sheleimer shamechuvin ledvekus nafshis ba'ava kanal. It doesn't mean ava. So it means something even higher than ava. Haynu betachlis advekus. Lemaila midveikos shebemitzvos vahaftes havaya. Dveikos shein lemaila imenu. So we're talking about some madrega, which is something which is more than everything that was mentioned in the pasuk, including ava. Is v'lochin ein lemar shakavona ledveikos b'talmidim v'chacham. To say that after everything was said, achra b'alekechem delecho v'esus avedu, everything that was said, m'seisu tishmeru, and everything that was said, now they're saying dveikus, the Torah is telling us dveikus b'talmid v'chacham, is not mistaber. Why? Ki avsha yidei zeh misdapkin b'akadosh baruch hu mitam eved melech kemelech. Aber mikol mokim, mikivan sha'atalmid v'chacham, harei hu basav adam, is ein zu dveikus b'akadosh baruch hu afilu leki v'ahavtach gemen me'idecha. In Pashtus Advarim, the fact that a person is David, but Talmidim b'chachomim, doesn't have that madrega in Dveikos, like through Vahafta, and Vahafta b'chol me'idecha. Kiyim, I l'chur Rashi did teach already, in Pashtus Re'ei, that it means Dveikos b'chachomim, ki pirush Rashi shom, ma'ila ani aleichem kilu nidbaktabe. So in Pashtus, at the end of Pashtus Re'ei, where over there it says, that the meaning of dveikos ubei sidbak. So over there, Rashi taich. What is the taich? The taich over there, since it already says the leches b'chol drachov. So the taich that the eved should be ubei sidbak. The pshat is that you should be dovek b'talmidim v'chacham, and then ma'ila ani aleichem ki'ilu ata dovek b'shchina mamish. That's the taich over there at the end of Parshas Re'ei. But to say over here that after the ganze aveda of achrei avayel kechem telechu ve'esis avedu. The ganze aveda, and here it says uveisid bokum. That's what it means. So the Rebbe says that's hard to say, because lechura avas Hashem b'chol meidecha is a greater dveikas bepashtus than being dovik b'talmidim b'chacham. Even though over there Ataka says that ma'ilan yalecha, ma'ilan yichem kilo dovik b'shchina mamish. But in aveda, inside the aveda of a person, the pashtus, this is a deeper aveda. V'kivin shekein v'ertach l'shayel ma'id hadveikas hazu. So here it becomes like a shayel in pshat. Like understanding. We're reading Parshas Re'ei. And we're reading here Psaposik and telling us what you should do. And telling you a ganze list of things you should do. And at the end it says uveisid bokum. Now the question is, what does the Torah mean? Uveisid bokum. It can't mean ava, because l'chura ava is the general theme of the whole inyan. And also, it's nichlal and it's mitzvah of tishmeru. It can't mean Davik b'talmidim u chachamim, because it's not mistaber that that's keilu, the highest madrega, after everything that was mentioned in the pasuk, including Ava. So what does it mean? So here Rashi is saying something that it means, which is not the pastus advarim, the way you learn. Rashi is saying, Yidavik bidrachav, and the bidrachav is al derech, like we learned earlier, v'alachta bidrachav, l'alach is b'chol drachav, which it sounds like the same idea. Here the Rebbe is going to explain that the v'alach, the Yidavik bidrachav is on a much higher level than the l'alach is b'chol drachav, which was mentioned over there. And therefore, this the Yidavik bidrachav is even a higher madrega than the dveikus that a person has through av. That's what the Rebbe is going to explain it. The kiva shekein ma'u advekas halazu. Is lochin mefarish rashi miyashi b'zegamas akushya. Ech efsharis dveikas kuzu. L'chura, first of all, what is it? And also, how is it possible? Well, you don't have to really ask the kasha. Shein tzerek lefarish kan akushya. Eid apam. La'ache shiak kvar hik shekein bepirusha b'sein parshas ekev. He already asked the kasha then. What does it mean? V'chiyav shel yidavik b'shchina. So over there, he answered that the pshat is yidavik b'talmid m'chacham. Over here, that can't be the answer. So again, we have the shaila. So what does it mean? And how is it possible, Yidavik b'shchina? So on that, Rashi says, Ubeisit bakum, Yidavik bidrachov. That's the taish. Yidavik bidrachov. What's taish? Drachov. Gmeil chasodim chulu, kemesha osa kodesh baruch. So the Rebbe is taishing hainu. What does it mean? Hainu. Hainu. Shebazeh sha'ata dovuk bidrachov. Hincha dovuk beimamsh. It's not the pshat. Masha'ikim b'seif parshas ekev, d'limotzi lefarash hidogvi b'gidrochov. Mi'ache shekvar nemer b'posik ha'kedem l'echiz b'chol drochov kanal. U'mena hechrich l'ham is b'inyan nesef, v'haynu dveikas b'talmidim v'chachom. This says, in parshas ekev, the Rebbe soon can explain what's tight hidogvi b'drochov. That this inyan is a psanayir inyan, which is called hidogvi b'drochov, and that inyan is something which is even higher than Ava, even higher than Ava. And this is something which is meant by Ubeitid Bokun. It should be Dovuk Bidrochov. You should do those things, Kemesha Osa about Kodesh Baruch Hu. And through that, you're Dovuk Beimamsh. You're Dovuk Beimamsh. Now, in Ailachur, why can't we say that if this is Psanua inyan called Vesid Bokun Yidavik Bidrachav, why didn't Rashi say that earlier, which is a higher inyan than the Yidavik B'chacham B'talmideim, B'talmid U'B'chacham? The answer is over there it says right, V'lachta B'drachav, which B'pashtu is V'lachta B'drachav, is Caleb all the Drachav of the Ebershter. Sai, the Pashta Pshat, like we'll soon learn, and also the higher Pshat, V'lachta L'lechaz B'chol Drachav. So even though it doesn't say that Mefurish, but on the other hand, to say that first it says Lechaz b'chol drachav, and now it says that Uvei Sidbok, which over there it means an inyan of Lechaz b'chol drachav, that's not mistaber and pshut ishel mikra. And therefore, you must say that over there it means the inyan of Yidavik b'talmid chacham. We'll get back to it a little bit. So that's Nekudas Advar. So what was Nischadish over here is, what was Nischadish over here in this Sif, in Sif Dalid, was the Nekudas Advarim is that we understand why the pshat of v'atam advekim, the pshat of vei sidbok is pashat the pshat mizav. When it comes to sof parshas save parshas ekev, you can't learn like that because over there, since over there it says la'avas avaya, so therefore you can't learn that mizav. So obviously, what does it mean? Over there it means something else. What does it mean? Rashi teaches it means yidavik b'talmidim u'b'chacham, and then ma'ila ni'aleichem kila atodavik b'mamsh. That's what it says in Parshas Ekev. Here in Parshas Re'eh, again we have a pasuk that says uveisid bokun, and since this pasuk is coming behemshach to this whole list of achri avaylekechem telechu uveisis avedu uveisis tishmeru, and then it says uveisid bokun. So we must say this psamele dikazach this uveisid bokun. So obviously it doesn't mean ava. You can't say it means ava because the general idea of this whole pasuk is hayishchem ev mesavay lekechem. And those, the whole idea of achri avay lekechem is being mevate ava. That's how you learn from the pasuk. The pasuk says that the Navi Sheker is coming, and the Eibershter is sending the Navi Sheker, giving him a possibility to make a mephis in order to express your ava.
And your ava is expressed by the fact that achre avaya leketen telecho veisis avedu. So the whole thing is expressing ava. So now the pasuk is saying another prat of ava. So the pasuk doesn't mean that. And also it says mitzvah of tishmeru, which is mitzvah of tishmeru also means ava. So what does a veisid boku mean? It must mean something up his hecher. It can't. Maybe it means the same thing it meant at the end of pasuk ekev in Yerav Yidovik. The Talmidim will be Chacham. So the Rebbe says, no, that's kosh, it's hard to say that that's a pshat. Because again, to say that that's an inyan, which is higher than V'haftas Avaya Lekecha B'chol Meidecha, Eina Chinami, the Pasuk says, Rashi said earlier, Maila Ni Aleichem Kilak Atam Dovek B'mamish. Over here we're talking about an Aveda is not mistabber that that's what Ovesed Bokum means. So therefore Rashi learns, that Ovesed Bakum over here is a Nayir Inyan. What's the Nayir Inyan? The Nayir Inyan, he David Bedrochav. And that's Kimesh Osa Kodesh Baruch, which the Rebbe is going to tie trace more later in the Sikh. Why doesn't Rashi say this early in Sof Parshas Ekev? So on that the answer is, because over there it's coming Behemshech to Vahalachta Bedrochav, Lalechet Bechol Drochav, is to say that Ovesed Bak is also an Inyan of Hidavik Bidrochov is also not glatik in Pshuta Shemikra. It's something which is not acceptable in Pshuta Shemikra. Okay. Sifhei. Now that we're realizing that over here we're trying to say a Nair Inyan, which is even higher than the Inyan of Ava. Zalpiza Yuvin, Masharashi Kachoshev Bidavik Bidrochov, Rak Kver Mason, Bakr Chelim Kmesha Asa Kodesh Baruch, which was one of the shailas the Rebbe asked earlier. The Lechura, why are you mentioning these two? What's so special about these two? Lechura Gmel Chsodim, Echmei Deibish is Gemel Chsodim, Lechura is a many Gmel Chsodim. Mikivin Shazhor Ubesid Bokum, Bo Besev Kolat Yivuyim Hamnuim Bakostov, Ubineyam Vesmitzvesev Tishmuru, is a removing at Sivi Aldveku Zil. Zu, Hidovik Bidrochov, who bedover shechiyuve einem mitzvah min hamitzvos. You can't say that Hidovik Bidrochov means do the things that the Eibishter does, which is, by the way, also a mitzvah, a chiyuv. Because if it's a chiyuv, so what's the chiddush? We're trying to say that Uveset Bokun is something which is even greater than this mitzvah of Tishmeru, and even greater than Yin of Ava. What's the chiddush over here? If we're talking about things which are anyway a mitzvah. So mainly you're going to have to say that the pshat over here is that we're dealing with such drachm of the Eibishter, v'hainu sheluli atzivu hidovik bidrachov, lehoyo yiseyu mitzatzivu mefurishachar. The taich of Ovesed Bokun, according to Rashi, which Rashi says, hidovik bidrachov, gmel chasodim, etc., is talking about things which mitzad hilchas atera lule the chiyuv of Ovesed Bokun, there wouldn't be a chiyuv. And the whole inyan of you're doing it is because this is drachem shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're doing something because this is drachem shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how you're doing it. So Rashi can't mention other things which are poshut, that is tzachiv. V'lochim mefarish Rashi, hidovik bedrachov, gmel chsodim, which things, kver mason, baker chelim, kimei she'osa HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the words over here, the kimei she'osa HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is not stam. In other words, the Nekudas Advarim is that, like this, you could learn Kver Mason Bakr Chelim Psik Kama Kimesh Asa Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that's going back on the, you know, it's Hidovik Bidrachu because the Eibishter did it. The Nekudah, the way that I was learning, I think the way I have to say Pshat is that it's Kver Mason Bakr Chelim Kimesh Asa Kadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, you should do these things in a manner Kimesh Asa Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the Nekudas Advarim is going to be that there's sometimes you do things because it's necessary for you to do it. It's necessary. There's a mess that needs to be buried, so you help out in burying him. There's a chole that needs bikur. He's someone ill, and there's no one being mevakrim. He has no visitors. So you're going to mevakr the chole. That's a bikur chole, which is a chiyuv ben atera. That's a chiyuv ben atera. But what happens if you have a mess that has kevrim? Or you have a chole that has mevakrim? So that's l'chura, there's no chiyuv. L'chura, there wouldn't be a chiyuv. So why do you have to go and do it? So on that you're saying, you're doing it the way the Eibishter did it. Just like the Eibishter was a kever mason, even such mason, which l'chura, they could have been buried without the Eibishter burying them. or the Eibishter was a mevaker chelim, even such chelim which could have been, they didn't need a bikur, in other words, they had people to be mevaker them. And nevertheless, the Eibishter was being mevaker them. So that's the Nekudas Advarim. He davik bidrachav, do things the way the Eibishter did it. Kimei Shasa, that's Kver Mason, Bakr Chelim, Kimei Shasa Kodesh Baruch Hu. You should do things the way the Eibishter did it. Nachamo. We'll read it again. V'lachim Mefarish Rashi, Hidovik Bedrochov, Gmel Chsodim, Kver Mason, Bakr Chelim, Kimei Shasa Kodesh Baruch Hu. Again, there's no comma in between the Bakr Chelim and Kimei Shasa Kodesh Baruch Hu. Rag Dvorim Elu, Onu Meitzim, Shakodesh Baruch Hu Osam. By these two things, the Kver Mesim Abakar Chelim, we find that the Eibishter did it. Shebedugmosim Gabi Adam, if a person would be in such a scenario, in such a situation, Lehoya Mechuyev Ligmal Chesed Zemitzad Mitzvah Vechiyev. A person is not Mechuyev to do it. This is not like a regular mitzvah which a person is Mechuyev to do. V'rak Mishumatzivu Yidavik Bedrachav Yasim. The only thing that would prompt a person to do it is only the Chiyev of Yidavik Bedrachav. What's Pshat? He says as it. Bikur Chelim, Gam B'matzev, Shakadosh Baruch Hu Bol Levakris Avram, Ukimi Shepirish Rashi Vayere Yilov, Levakris Achelim. The Eibishter came to Levakris Achelim. Is Ime Yes, so the Rebbe Namzon, Shebevade Kama Ma'anoshe V'reiv Bol Levakris. It wasn't that Avram didn't have any visitors. It wasn't like Avram was sitting alone. Avram definitely had visitors. He had friends and people that came to visit him. So Mela, now the Eibishter came and visited him. So the Rebbe is saying that's a visit that the Eibishter did, which wasn't a visit only because Avram needed it. The Eibishter did something which was beyond what he needed. And the Rebbe gets involved in Order 28. Benigeya, that the Eibishter was Metzicham and Artekem, Mela, they weren't Avery there, but Al-Kopon, in the Pnim, the Rebbe is saying, and also in the Order, that it's a Dover Aposh that he had Mavakr. And Memela, since he had Mavakrim, so it wasn't the person, you know, you have an elder person, a person that's alone. You want to be Mavakr Chayla. A person, he has Mavakrim. So no, you have to, the Eibishter was Mavakrim, even though he had Mavakrim. Valderev ze bekver mesim, so everybody's going to say a chidushir, in pshat and kver mesim. The post of pshat that the Eibishter was Mekaber mesim means, because the Eibishter was Mekaber mesim. Vayik bereise begai, that's what it says in the Gemara. The Gemara in Seta, the Rebbe quoted before. But the Rebbe learns that we didn't, the Ben Chomish L'Mikra didn't learn about the Eibishter being Mekaber Beisha as of yet. And Rashi doesn't even bring a Pasuk. So what's Pshat? The Eibishter is saying that the Pasuk is saying, Rashi is saying that you have to be Mekaber Mason, K'mishasa Kodesh Baruch Hu. Where do we find the Eibishter was Mekaber Mason? Salder Elze, Bekver Mason, She'ena Kvon Elze, Shakodesh Baruch Hu Kovaris Mesha. When Shatal Midli Lomed Adain Al Derza, Al Doverza, the Imla Zemis Chavan Avle Rashi Lahavi Akosu Vehi Breis Begay Poshet. Rashi should have brought it. Kiyim. So the Rebbe saying a Dover Chodesh. What does Rashi mean when he says that the Eibishter was Kever Mesim Lekvuras Aaron? He's talking about Kvuras Aaron. Shatal Mid Lomed Kvar Al Doverza. Shehoi Sa'idei Hakadosh Baruch. That the Eibishter was the one that was Mekaber Aaron. Where do we see that? So the Rebbe makes a cheshbon hazeh. Shari yistalkusei hoye b'mor. Aaron passed away in the Maira. Ba'posik nemar rak vayomos Aaron shom b'rei shahor. Doesn't umiyad vayered meshe v'alozer. There's no mention anything about the burial. So we have the story. Meshe and Elozer and Aaron went up to the hoyer and they went into the Maira. And Aaron passed away over there. There's no mention that he was buried. Over there it says she passed away, and then she was buried. But Aaron doesn't mention it was buried. Where does it mention that Aaron was buried? Over there it does say he was buried. So Vaishnav, besides the fact that he passed away, it was like this, you could say, maybe where he passed away, that's where he was the burial. That was the burial itself. But it looks like not like that. In Parshas Ekev it says, Vayikavisham, he was buried there. So it was an act of burial. So who's the one that buried him? Is Val Karchak Shakadish Baruch, is Asik Bikfurasi. There's no mention in the story that he was buried. And all of a sudden in Parshas Ekev it's mentioned that Aaron was buried. So obviously who buried him? The Eibishter buried him. Why did the Eibishter bury him? Av Shirabim Yisrael, There's certainly many people that would have been more than willing to be misasig in Kfur Asar. And nevertheless, the Eibishter buried him. So his Rebbe is bringing out Psalmaisa that the Eibishter buried Aaron, even though Lechure, there could have been he could have been buried without the Eibishter. V'lei eit. Now the Rebbe makes a cheshbon, noch a cheshbon, that it's a dover aposhet that the Eibishter is the one that buried Aaron. Why? They didn't really know that he died. Until he showed them the way they were mutl b'mita, because they couldn't believe how could Aaron have died. So Kol Yisrael definitely were a misasik b'kfur asi. And Elazar, belov she big the Aaron b'chayov is the chnasa kengol. Aaron, when Elazar put on the big dekuna gdela, so he became a king gadol, and all of Namar loaviv leitam, a king gadol is now going to become Tommy loaviv, so he can't bury him. V'chein Meisha, shirak bonov yikaru al shevet halevi, aber v'shimish bekuna gdela b'me'a miluyim, v'leimatzinu shiridu migdulas izu. So the Rebbe is naming on that Pshutish al Mikra, Meisha had a din of a king gadol all the 40 years. Is also litamilian. Memela, so Elazar wasn't able to be metamilan. Meisha wasn't able to be metamilan. The Yidden weren't the one that did it because they didn't know about it. So who buried him? So they weren't allowed to bury him because they could have gone and called the Yidden. So Memela, so the pastors, like this cheshman also, it comes out that the Eibishter is the one that buried him. But I'll call upon him, the Rebbe Namzon and Pshutish al Mikra, like two cheshbenis. That the Eibishter is the one that buried Aaron, and Memela, that's the pshat that a person should do. Hidavik bedrochav, gmeil chasodim. What should you do? You should be kver mesim and bakar chelim. Kver mesim or bakar chelim. We're kmeish asakolish baruch. So the knetch over here is you should do things that be'emes you don't have to do. Be'emes, look, not you don't have to. Now you have to do it, but be'etzem l'chura. There would be an art mitzvah, the mitzvah, there's no chiv to do it. It's not necessary. Someone else could do it. But you're doing it because this is this is your dveikus b'Kodesh Baruch Hu. Just like the Eibishter did it, that's how you're doing it. You're also doing it. The Rebbe makes another chen in Order 37, is that maybe we should get back to it. B'negeya, if Aaron and Elazar were in the Myra of where Aaron passed away, is Lechuris, so they became Tommy there, then how did they become Tommy? What exactly happened? And Bekitzer, maybe we'll get back to it. I'll quote upon him, that's the Nekudas Advarim. So the Rebbe is being Mechadish, Nochamo, that Uvesit Bokan means Hidavik Bidrachav. And what does it mean? You should do things like the Eibishter did it. There is Kver Mesim and Bakr Chelim Kmesha Asa Kodesh Baruch Hu, which is that the Eibishter did things which weren't the pastors necessary for him to do it, and he did it anyways. And through that, you're dovek in the Eibishter. That's a duvesim book. So that explains a lot of the shailas that the Rebbe had in Pshutish al Mikra on this Rashi. Rashi starts off, why didn't Rashi mention all the other things? The answer is, the other things which are Niklal, Lechure, and Gemel Chasodim, the answer is because we're only dealing with those Chasodim which express that Kamesha Asa Kodesh Baruch, only those things that we're talking about. Val Pisa Moven, Siv Zayin, Val Pisa Moven, She'in Masim Kam, Lehovi Yaprat, Shal Gmilis Chasodim B'momene, which is Halvoas Momen L'Isha Yisraeli, which the Rabbi asked, L'chura L'cheyle Reish, that would be the simple inyan of Gmil Chasodim. Kineisav Alzeh, Shalim Matzino B'zeh, She'osa Kein HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're looking to do things, Kamesha Asa Kodesh Baruch Hu, Halei Hutsui Mefurish B'teirim, Kesef Talva, So you have to. So over here we don't. You don't need to vesed bakun to teach us that you have to give someone alva. Valderek zeish levar gamkin lo mahishmet Rashi malbush arumim shebishas afal pisha einzem tivu mefurish b'teira. And Gemara and Seita, they bring also that the Eibishter was malbush arumim umatzino. Motzina Shakadish Borghi Hilbisharum Shinamar Vyasa Shemalikim Lo Adam Lishte kosnis er vayalbishim, aber mikol ze muven shetzorech liyesken gam lul yatziv. The aliches bedrachov. And knows this a case of malbish arumim. In the case of the way the Eibishter was malbish arumim of Adam and Chava, you don't need the basic book to tell you you have to be malbish arumim. Why? Kshe'odim malbish arumim b'matziv hadeim olazeh do'odim v'ishtei sh'lihoyim mishi yalbishay som zulas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The only one that was able to make clothes for them was only the Eibishter. Is arezim mitzvah mufreshes b'frat b'negelu levush b'mikolskim v'kal v'cheimim ha'shenem v'ksusyeim af sh'yesh l'chaluk cholu ad be'a shemesh t'shivenu. In other words, a person takes away someone's piece of clothes for a mashkin, and it's a clothes that he wears by day, so ad be hashemesh tishivenu, you have to return the clothes because he needs those clothes in order to wear. So obviously, it's a davar aposha, says the Rebbe, that if a person needs clothes mamish, he doesn't have any clothes. So obviously, there's a chiyuv to be malbishim. So maybe you don't need uvesid bokun to teach us that you have to be malbish as someone that's arumim, malbish arumim. So mele ena chinami, we find in the Torah that the Eibershu was malbish arumim. But over here the Pasuk is saying, well, basic bakum, do such mitzvahs, do such things, which be'atzim, luli ha-Torah, you wouldn't do it. And the only reason you're doing it, because the Eibershu did it, k'mei sh'asa kodesh baruch hu. L'churi, even if we wouldn't find that the Eibershter made kosnis er vayalbishim, also there would be a chiyuv of this malbish arumim. So in Mela, this can't be nichlal in the basic bakum. Val pize yumtak, gam hod al pipshuti shal mikra, leipirish rashi, gam leik dugma nisefes, al kvuras arden, kvuras mesin, kimeshakover hakadosh baruch hu gam esmeshim. L'chura, l'peil mamish, we find that the Eibershter was mekaber esmeshim. So why doesn't Rashi mention it? Sof kol sof, he did it. So ki neisav al zeh, she'en hechrich lemesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu kavri, that's not muchrach, im pshuti shom mikra, u kinire bizeh, mizeh, she Rashi hevi shom, pirish ha-sheni, shehu kavris atzmei. So essence, it's not muchrach, the Eibershter was actually mekaber meshe, in igam lepfi pirish ha-rishim, שהקדוש ברוך הוא בקווי דיקוברי, מכיוון שהדובר היוצרך לי אז באיפן, שלהיודע איש אז כבורס עם איזה טעם שיהיה. לפל ממש, the Eibershter, כבורס משהו אז באיפן, עד להיודע איש אז כבורס. אם כן, לא יחויסף שורוס, שבני ישראל יססקו בכבורס. If they would have been ססקו בכבורס, you said they would have been יודע איש אז כבורס. So ממילא, so again, you're saying you have to be ubesud bokun. You have to do drachav shalakad. Hidavik bidrachav. You have to do things kimesha asakadish baruch hu, things which be'atzim there's no chiyuv, and the only reason why you're doing it is because the Eibershter did it, and the Eibershter did it also wasn't muchrich to be done, and still he did it. Masha'ikin, the fact that the Eibershter was makaber mesha because the Eibershter wanted that v'liyad ishchis kvorasi. So the only etzer was that the Eibershter kaviyachol should do it himself. ושוב אין לנו הכרח מזה להנהוג אז הידוביק בדרוכב גם במוקם שיש מישהו אחר שיוכל לסעסק בו. So, בקיצור, so the Rebbe is being מחדש over פשט that the gather of הידוביק בדרוכב, that the tides הידוביק בדרוכב, that the Eibershter is גמל חסודים, and what is the גמל חסודים? He says, כבר מייסים, and he's also מבקר חילם, doesn't mean stamaze things the Eibershter does. I'm trying to say things the Eibershter does that lule the fact that the Eibershter did it, there wouldn't be a chiyuv. And the only reason why, because it's something which wasn't really necessary. And the Eibershter did things which weren't necessary. So al derek zeh, hidavik bidrachav, to do things which mitzad the circumstances are not really necessary. It could have been done without him. And nevertheless, you should do it. That's the chiddush over here of uvesud bakun, which comes at the end of the whole pasuk, to be connected to the Eibershter to the extent where you're doing things that the Eibershter does, even though be'etzem those things aren't necessary. But since the Eibershter did it, necessary in the sense that you have to do it. But since the Eibershter did it, so you're being dovuk to the Eibershter's drachim. Hidavik bidrachim. You're doing those things that the Eibershter did. Now, earlier in the sicha, the Rebbe asked that l'chura, What does Rashi have to tie choice? Rashi says, starts off Gmil Chsodim, and then he ties choice, which the Gmil Chsodim, they should be Mekaber Mesim, and you should Bakr Chelim. The Rebbe asks, what do you have to tie choice? What does that mean, Uistaych? He asked also, why not? There's other things to Uistaych. That was the Shaila, one of the Shailas, what does that mean, Uistaych? And the question was based also on the fact that earlier in Parshas Ekev, where over there it says, Lolech is b'chol drochav, and Rashi teaches the drochim of the Eberster, and one of the things was, Mahu gemel chasodim. And Rashi doesn't teach us what gemel chasodim is. Why? Because we understand what gemel chasodim is. Gemel chasodim includes many things. So since over there Rashi assumes that you know what gemel chasodim means, the Pashtos, so why over here does Rashi have to tie choice? And then there was Shilas, why does he only tie choice these and not other things? Now Lefiza will understand very well. Now that the Rebbe is explaining that we're only talking about those things that the Eberster did. And not only those things that the Eberster did, even things that the Eberster did, not everything. L'mashal Malbush Arum is also not mentioned. We're talking about things that the Eberster did that Be'etzim L'chura didn't have to be done. And that's what Rashi means over here with Gmel Chasodim. So therefore, Rashi can't just say Gmel Chasodim. If he would say Gmel Chasodim, so it would obviously be killed all types of Chasodim. So over there, when Ataka says Lelechis B'chol Drachov, over there it doesn't mean this Inyan of Lelechis B'chol Drachov, of Uvesid Bokun, that only those Drachim that the Eberster did, which weren't necessary. Over there is B'cholos, Lelechis B'chol Drachov, you should go in the Darki Hashem, which means you should be a Gemul Chesodim. What does that Gemul Chesodim mean? Itaka means all types of Chesed. Over there, it doesn't mean this Madrega, which is the type of Drachim, which express the Uvesid Bakul. Over there, it means Bechlol is the union of Lelech is Bechol Drachov. And Memela, Rashi doesn't have to tie choice. Rashi says that he's a Gemul Chesodim. Masha'inkar over here, that Uvesid Bakul doesn't stop mean to be Lelech is Bechol Drachov. It means the Drachov of what the Eberster does, which he does, which aren't really necessary to be done. And nevertheless, he does it. So the here, Rashi has to tie Chesuiz. That's Poshet. Umiyata, that's the Siv Zayin. Umiyata, Yisburg, Gam, Taimish, or Rashi, Shidavke, Beparsha, Seinu, Hutzruch, Lefarish, Hun, Yonu, Digmel, Chesod. Masha'inkim, Besev, Parsha, Seikiv, Ba'aposuk, Lelechiz, Bechol, Drochav, Shemefarish, Hu, Rachum, Va'atatei, Rachum, Hu, Gemel, Chesod, Va'atigmel, Chesod, Mibli levar protav shel gemel chesodim. Why? Leleches b'chol drachav b'seif pashas ekev. Nemar behemshech ukepirush lascholosin. Over there it says ki im shomer tishmur es kol hamitzvah azeis asher anechi mitzave eschem laseisa. We're talking about the mitzvah which the Eberster is mitzave. Umevayir mefarish. What's the litzave? La'aves avayel kechem. And also leleches b'chol drachav again. So within the Lelechis B'chol Drachav is a prat in the Mitzvah. The Imkein Movin, Shekavonis HaKosev La'alicha B'drachav, which means, like Rashi says, Hu Gemul Chesodim, Va'ateg Mel Chesodim, HaKilelis Kolin Yonig Milis Chesodim, Ben Shiyash Aleim Tzivim Mefurish B'teira, Va'ad Rabba, L'chei L'reish, Hein Eilu HaNechlolim B'chol HaMitzvah Azeis, Asher HaNechim Mitzvah Eschem. Notice the Mitzvah, the Chiyuv that the Eberster commands, are the Mitzvahs, which, and that's Lelechis B'chol Drachav. Ubein Eilu Shein Aleim Tzivim Mefurish, Shechiyuvam Umishum Shehu Gemel Chesodim, Kein Gamato, Atem, which is talking about in our Pasuk. So Be'emes, that Pasuk is also Kail, all types of Gemel Chesodim. But on the other hand, that's not the Nekud of that Pasuk. That's not the Nekud of the Pasuk. The Nekud of the Pasuk is you have to be a Gemel Chesodim. Masha'inkim B'parsha Seinu, Hari Azhor Zu, Udveisit Bokun, Bo la'achrei shekvar nitztavu lelechis b'chol drachav. Hu gemel chesodim v'atig mel chesodim. Ve'eid b'posik zeh kvar nemeves mitzvesev tishmu. V'leika agdomu l'siyam ha'kosu v'vesed bok. Now look at Prat with me. So it already says, we already know this Indian of lelechis b'chol drachav, which we learned already in Parshas Ekev. And we already, in this pasuk itself says it's Mesesa Tishmeru, which basically means you have to do all the mitzvahs. It's one of those mitzvahs, is Lelechis B'chol Drachav. Is that removing She'ena Meduber Kan B'cholin Yonig Milis Chasodim. We're talking about a special inyan of Vesid Bakur. V'lochin Tzorech Rashi, Lefarshon or Lefart. So that explains why Rashi over here has to explain it. Over there, Rashi doesn't have to explain it, because over there it's bepashtus. The union of Gmil Chasodim is the general din of being Gemul Chasodim. Mashenken over here, since over here we're talking about after Ves Mitzvahs of Tishmru, so therefore we have the special pasuk, special din of Limud of Uvesid Bokman, which means you should do things which the Eibishter does. He David Bidrachav, you should do things Kemesh Osa Kodesh Bokman. That's the Kiddush. Mikitzer. We're learning over here that you learn a pasuk. The pasuk says Uvesid Bokman, and Rashi teaches Hidavik Bidrachov, and Gmil Chsodim, and Kaber Mesim, and Bakr Chelim, Kemesha Asa Kodesh Baruch Hu. And Lechure, this is really like Nichlal in what we learned earlier, which was the Leches B'chol Drachov. And mainly, there was all these kashas. Lechure, why does Rashi write it in such a manner? Why does Rashi not mention the other things? Other things of Gmil Chasodim. Why doesn't he mention the union of Gmil Chasodim? Why doesn't he mention the other things that are mentioned in the Gemara? And the answer is because the chiddush of this pasuk is uvesid bokum, something which is greater than everything that was mentioned in the pasuk till now. And that is that a person is dovuk in the Eibishter's drachim, not only doing the Eibishter's mitzvahs, but doing the Eibishter's drachim, doing the Eibishter's drachim, which you're doing things that the Eibishter did. And that's an expression of your connection with the Eibishter. That's l'chura what it says here. I mean, just maybe to make things a little bit more understood, maybe al derech. So though the kuntres that the Rebbe benegeya mitzvahs p'telus la'asid lovi. The Rebbe asked l'chura the from the yisaidus amuna is that a mitzvah zula yetir b'telu, all the mitzvahs will remain la'asid lovi. So what's the pshat the mitzvahs p'telus la'asid lovi? So the nekuda what the Rebbe's masber is that la'asid lovi you won't need a mitzvah. Over there, the Ratzon of the Eibishter will naturally do the Ratzon of the Eibishter. Mitzvah is the Taitches, there's the Ratzon of the Eibishter, and there's the Nivra, and then there's the Eibishter is telling the Nivra to do something. That's the Mitzvah. And through doing what the Eibishter wants, you become connected to the Eibishter. Mashaykh al-Asid Lavi, what the Eibishter wants, will be Memela Murgish in the Nivra, and Memela, so Mitzvah's Ptelis Las Lavi, you won't need a mitzvah in order to do the mitzvah. That's the beer. That's b'chlolus habir. Al derech zeh, you could say, the pshat is that the Eibishter is telling, although he's telling you to do a basic book, which the Rebbe is going to teach you soon, but the idea is that a person knows when you're doing something because it's a mitzvah, so pshat, there's a chiyuv, there's the Eibishter, there's you, and the Eibishter is being mitzvah. You're doing something because if the Eibishter does it, you do it. And the Eibishter does something which is higher than a mitzvah, so you also do it. Why are you doing what the Eibishter is telling you, a higher mission? Because of this in Bokken, you're Dovik in the Eibishter. I'm saying it could be that would help a little bit in the Havanus of Pshat. Si'if Ches, Vihine, Mikivin Shin Yonim Shul Gmil Chesodim, which is Kver Mesim Ubakar Chelim Kan, Hine Be'efen She'en Al Chiyuv Al Odom Lasesim, Machmas Mitzvah V'chiyuv. And therefore, Val Ha'odom Lidovik Bidrachov. So, notice this Psaknechovia, Val Ha'odom Lidovik Bidrachov. It's not like the Eibishter is Kilo telling you to do it, although the Eibishter is telling you Lidovik Bidrachov, Lidovkabe. But Al Kopon, the Nukudis is that the person Mitzad Asme should be Dovik in the Eibishter. That's good for the mitzvah. Is Lachin Noctum Rashi Dafke Besedraze, Kver Mason Bacher Kak Bakr Chelum. That was one of the shilas. Why does it say kver mesim abakar chelim? L'chura to say this fakert. So there were taiches I say kver mesim inyan tircha v'yigir. Aval ein bazech shasha other music alze. When a person buries someone, so it's difficult. It involves a tircha, but on the other end, it's not a sakana for the person that's buried. Mashenkin Bakr Chelim, when you go and visit someone that's sick, that's tircha v'yigia, it's also a tircha, aval mu'atis ma'anal, it's less a tircha to visit someone that's ill than to bury someone. Aval, on the other hand, mokim l'chshash, sha'mevaker yuzak m'machlosi shel chaver. There's a concern that the person that's visiting should become ill, could be contagious. V'lochin mivir b'seder, the kver mesim v'acharka baker chelim. The sayest, that's the seder. Mihakal elakovet. Ukanal shakosid meina ilu yacharilu. So in other words, the Pasuk is saying, Ubesid Bokum, you should be connected to the Eibusha. Do things, not because these are the mitzvahs, because you're connected to the Eibusha. You do things what the Eibusha did. So what do? Your Kever Mason, Kver Mason, the Eibusha was Kever Mason, and do even more. What's even more? Bakr Chelem. Do something which Lechure, I mean, the person has other people to visit him. There's a shtickle, there's a sakana, maybe more than a shtickle. There's a sakana to visit him. So why go visit him? Why visit him? So on that, you say no. The reason you're visiting him is because of Vesud Bokum. The Eberster visits the sick. The Eberster is Mevakar Chelem. So you're Mevakar Chelem. Val Pize Yuvin Mashalihuva Barashi Gam Nachem Avelim. K'meisha Osa Kodesh Baruch Hu. K'meisha Kosu Vahi Achri Meisa Avrom Vayivorech Lekimis Yitzchak. So that was also a shaila. Why didn't we mention Nichum Aveilim? Lechur and Nichum Aveilim is also a Mefurish Zach that the Torah says that the Eibishter was Mevaker Nachum Aveilim by Yitzchak. Is Nesav al Zeh, Shirashi Hevisham Pirisheni, Shemizem Muchach Shal Pipshuti Shal Mikra Yeshne Keshim Ba Pirish Nichum E Tanchumi Aveilim. And therefore it's not really a Hechrich that there was Tanchumi Aveilim by the Eibishter. But on the other hand, there's no need to say that you have to be Menachem Aveilim. The Indian that you're supposed to be Menachem Aveilim is moving up in Mikolshkin v'kal v'chemer. Mishnei Advarim, Kver Mesim Bakr Chel. Ma binyanam anal. Ma doch an Indian which we discussed, which is Kver Mesim and Bakr Chelim. Akshurim betir charaba, which is Kver Mesim. Ebek shashu sakonis chelim, which is Bakr Chelim. Is nevertheless, is Allah Odom lidovik bidrochav. V'lig milk sodim elu. Is Kolshkein v'kal v'chemer b'inyan d'nachem aveilim she'im b'zal derech harog olei tircha v'leich shashezik la'odam. So therefore there's no need to mention the inyan of Nachem Aveilim. There's no need to mention in Nachem Aveilim because it's already nichlal in the inyan of Kver Mesim u'Bakr Chel. Is Nachamol b'kitzer. We have a pasuk over here. The pasuk starts Achri avay lekechem tilechu v'esi siro v'es mitzvei of tishmeru v'keilis ishmo, v'esis havedu, u'vesid bokun. Rashi teaches, u'vesid bokun, that you should be dovuk, hidovik bidrochov, k'mel chsodim, k'ver meisim, bakr chelim, k'mei sha'osa kodesh borcho. And the Rebbe asks, kama v'kama shaylas. One of the shaylas is that l'chura, this union of hidovik u'vesid bokun, we already have in Parshas Re'eh twice. In one place in Parshas Re'eh, Rashi explains that it means Yidavik b'chacham b'talmidim b'chacham. And earlier, Rashi doesn't explain anything. Now, derech zen v'eschanon, it says also, v'at madveikim b'vayelikechem, Rashi also doesn't explain anything. The Nekudas HaDvarim is that, and also kamak shailas in pshat, in the seder of how Rashi writes it, is the Nekudas HaDvarim is that on this pasuk, over here, there is a chidush. This is the pasuk is telling us that there's an inyan of achri avay lekechem tilechu and then esitiro vesmit vesit tishmeru uvekelishmo vesis avedu and tsuder tsu vesit bokun. So the question is what is this tsuder tsu vesit bokun after everything was mentioned? So in the original atamad veikam avay lekechem other vesit bok, the Rebbe learns that the pashtus advarim mean to have avas Hashem. That's what the pashtus advarim of Atam Advekim and Uvesid Bok. Now, when it comes to the end of Ekev, where over there it already says, La'avas Havaya Lekechem, so therefore Rashi has to learn that Uvesid Bok can mean Ava. Le'idach Rashi can't learn over there that it means Halicha Bedrochav, because over there it also says, Lechaz B'chol Drochav. So therefore Rashi learns that over there it means, Inyan of Hidavi B'chacham Talmidim. When it comes to this Rashi, so again, Rashi can't learn that it means the union of Avas Hashem, because as the Rebbe explained, that since the whole theme of the Pasuk is coming behemshech, to the union of Kiyokim, Bekir Becha, Novi, Echelim, Chaleim, and the union, he brings a Mephis, and you don't listen to him, because Menasa Avaya Lekechem Eschem Lodasa Yishchem Evim Savaya. So the whole idea of Achri Avaya Lekechem Telechu is a bitui of Ava. So how can you say in the Pasuk mentions a prat in union of Ava? And also it already said that's mitzvah of Tishmeru. So Memela, so what's the union of Ava? And on the other end, you can't learn that it means the union of Hidovik Mechachom Mitalmideim, because that can't be like greater than the Inyan of Av and everything else that was mentioned in the Pasuk. So what does it mean? Uvesid Bokun means Hidavik Bidrochav. What does Hidavik Bidrochav mean? Hidavik Bidrochav means Kemesh Asa Kodesh Baruch Hu, to do things like the Eibishter did it. In other words, it's not stam to, there's some mitzvah to do chesed, or to be mechaber mesim, to do things like the Eibishter did. And that's why Rashi brings down Hidavik Bidrochav, he brings down the Inyan of mechaber mesim, kver mesim, and bakre chelu Kemesh Asa Kodesh Baruch Hu. And the Rebbe is saying pshat, that the word is over here, not stam, you should do these acts. You should do it, Kemesh Asa Kodesh Baruch Hu, which means do these acts, even in times when Be'etzem Mitzad Mitzvah Satere, there's no chiv to do it. Someone else could do it. And for Desvig, you should do it, just like the Eberstu was Kver Mesim. What does it mean, Kver Mesim? So there's a chidush that it meant Kver Mesim of Aaron, even though he could have been buried through Eden. And now there is a Bakr Chelim, that he was Mavakar Avram, even though Avram already had Mavakrim. And that's the idea of Vidavik Bidrochov. You should be connected to the Eberster in a way that you're Dovik to the Eberster by doing what the Eberster does, even though there's no real tzivui, an agedr of a mitzvah, a chiyuv to do that. Now derech zeh, and now derech zeh, and that explains also that when it says over here, no, it's a chidush mshat. Over here it says, uveisid bakun, Hidavik Bidrochov, Gmel Chsodim, and do these things. Kemesh Asa Kodesh Baruch Hu. We already have a pasuk earlier where over there it says Leleches B'chol Drachav, and Bepasha Leleches B'chol Drachav. Rashi already said Gmel Chasodim, and over here he's saying Gmel Chasodim. So over there he said Gmel Chasodim Mitzad Leleches B'chol Drachav. Over here he's saying Gmel Chasodim Anin of Vesid Bokun, and the Rebbe is learning that it's a different type of Gmel Chasodim. Over there, the Gmil Chasodim is behemshich that kol ha-mitzvah shanich mitzvah ve'eschem ha-yem va'seiso, you have to do, and one of those things are leleches b'chol drachav. So the leleches b'chol drachav is part in the kol ha-mitzvah shanich mitzvah ve'eschem. So in Mele Rashi Taka doesn't have to be mefarish, what does it mean Gmil Chasodim? Because Gmil Chasodim is all types of chasodim, all the chasodim, which is a mitzvah to do Gmil Chasodim. So Rashi over there, Taka doesn't explain it. But over here, when Rashi says that ubesid bakun, which means that you should be hidavik bedrachav, over here it means taka the drachav of the Eibishter, which is not a mitzvah. So therefore, Rashi teaches ois, he's teaching ois that to do those things kemesh asa kodesh baruch hu, which means when the Eibishter did it, even though there wasn't really a chiv or a mitzvah to do it, there wasn't a mitzvah to do it. But now there's a mitzvah to do it. What's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is a gather of ubesid bakun. So that's the chiddush of what's going on in this pasuk. But Lefisa, so that explains why Rashi Taka Dafka said only these two. He didn't speak about Malbush Arumim, he didn't speak about Nachum Avelim, he didn't mention Meshe Begai, because over there, those are things that L'churi you have to do, they were needed to do, they were necessary to do. Mashenken over here, the chiddush was that even things that L'churi weren't necessary, but you do it, the Eibishter did it, so memeilu you're Davik Bidroch. That's L'chura the Nekudas Advar. Now, Reta Shaila Poshim Pshat, in Poshim Pshat, what? Good. So that explains why Rashi had to say Kver Mesim and Bakr Chelim. But on the other hand, L'chura, why does Rashi start with Gmel Chsodim? What does Rashi mean with Gmel Chsodim? So L'chura, Rashi means Gmel Chsodim as a Hagdoma to Kver Mesim or Bakr Chelim. Unless it means a third thing. But the Rebbe is Nemzon, Bepshitus, and the Oris also, that Gmil Chsodim here is a Hagdom. No, it's Gmil Chsodim. What kind of Chsodim? You should be Kver Mesim or Bakr Chelim. L'chura, since he doesn't really mean the Klol is the king of Gmil Chsodim, what does he mean? He means the Gmil Chsodim of those things that the Eberster did. So L'chura, Rashi could have just said, Hidavik Bidrachov, Kver Mesim, Ubakr Chelim, Kmesh Asa Kodesh Baruch Hu. Why was it necessary to be Magdim, this Hagdom of Gmil Chsodim? That's what the Rebbe is telling Zach here in Siftes. Valpiza Tzorech Lehoven Le'idach Gisiv. Kiv and Shirashi Tzorech Lefaret. Kver Mesim, Bakr Chelim. Izim Kain, Lomalu L'Rashi, L'Hagdim Haklal, Gmil Chsodim. Those Hidavik Bidrachov, Gmil Chsodim. Have a little meme. Rashi should have just said, Hidavik Bidrachov, what's the Drachov? Kver Mesim, ubakre chelun kimesha asak ledesh baruchu. And after came and sulegen, that then there wouldn't be like such a shaila that you'd assume that it means the same thing as like valachta bedrachov. And those the pirish that the Rebbe is being mefarish here would have been clearer if Rashi wouldn't have said gmil chsodim. The fact that Rashi over here says gmil chsodim, and then he continues with these two pratim, and then it sounds like it's like the gmil chsodim of valachta bedrachov. And the Rebbe has to explain, no, that's not the same gmil chsodim of valachta bedrachov, because over there it's a prat in the mitzvah. And over here, it's a chidish mitzad veisud bakun. L'chura, that would have been avoided if Rashi would, or at least partially avoided, if Rashi wouldn't have mentioned the inyan of gmil chsod. So in that, the Rebbe says, a psanayavort, v'yuvin behegdin, machlekes meini ha-mitzvahs, the prati gmilis chasod mana. There's a machlekes. In nichum aveilim, kfuras meisim, bikur chelim, v'alboshes harum. So there's a chiv of all these things, dichum avelim, kvuras mesim, bikur chelim, valboshes harum, which there are a separate psukim. I know there's separate limudim. The Gemara in Bava Metzia learns out that from different things. Well, daitla misaderech yelchu bo yelchu ze bikur chelim, like the Rebbe is going to bring later. So lefi shitas habahag, lefi pirush harambam. So the Rambam quotes this bahag. They say it's the sefer hamitzvos. He brings that nechshavis lemitzvah miyuchadis kolechet b'fniatzim. So the Bahag considers each one of these things, lichum aveilim, kvuras meitzim, meitzim, each one a separate mitzvah saseh of the tariag mitzvah sateira. And shittas harambam is nishtaseh, shekulam nechlolis b'mitzvahs achas b'teira. They're all part of one mitzvah, and that's the mitzvah of v'ahavta l'riachu kamecha. And the fact that there are pratim, and there's takalimud, and the Gemara brings a limud, so he says, a prati amitzvah is the nichum aveilim, a kvuras meisim, u bikr chelim, betur mitzvah miyuchedis. When you call them a mitzvah miyuchedis, that's only a mitzvah saseh shel divrei. So he says, on a drabonim dikal level, you have to understand what's the difference. L'peil, on a deraisa dikal level, there's one chiv called v'hafta l'riacha komecha, which is kale, all these three things. And on a drabonim dikal level, there's three separate mitzvahs on each one of these three things. You have to know what are the ramifications of the fact that midrabbonon there's three mitzvahs and on the deraisa there's one mitzvah. V'hine b'zeh Rashi magdim. So that's a machlekes between the Bahag and Rambam. Nochamo. The Bahag holds that on a deraisa dikal level there are three separate mitzvahs, and the Rambam holds no, that they're all nichlal v'haftal reacha kamecha. It's just that on a derabbonon dikal level there are separate mitzvahs that we learn out of these. Of the pasuk that the pasuk each word of the pasuk is alluding to a different prat. V'hine, b'zeh sheRashi magdim, hidovik bedrochav gmel chsodim, v'achar kach mefaret kver meisim bakr chelim, is arei molamdenu derech agav shitosi sheine binyan zeh. Rashi has a third pshat. In other words, we have the Bahag, we have the Rambam, and now the Rebbe is saying that from this Rashi, we could take out that. We have another pshat. What's pshat? It says, "Mikivin shezeh shalahadam lidovik bedrachav lemedim." This idea that a person is supposed to be dovik in the Eibush's drachav lemedim. Leimi mashakasa v'alach v'aydaitalam es haderech yelchu bo, which yelchu zebik rchelim abozek vur, which is called mitzvah melimud miyuchad. Which lechure that would be a yisod to the shittas abahag. That each prat is a separate mitzvah. Or al kolponim, the shittas harambam, on a drabonim dikal level, al kolponim, shittas habahag, vigam, leim bivaholachta bedrochov, which is drochov sheiloshin rabbim. So, halachta bedrochov, that the Eibush is drochim, kiyim. How does Rashi learn this inyan of that a person should be hidovik bedrochov, kiyim mi ubeisid bokum? Why does the pasuk say it? The pasuk says, "Uveisid bakum." Sheimut gish bazer remes linyanim rabim. Over there, we're talking about one inyan, dveikas bakodesh baruch hu. Im kein al korchach shamitzvah nolmedes mizeh lidovik bedrachov hu inyan echad gmil chesod. So, in other words, since it says "Uveisid bakum," which "Uveisid bakum" is not talking about pratim, it's even not pratim beifin kloli. It's talking about one inyan uveisid bakum. So Ubeisud Bok and Drik Tzuchu is also in one inyan. What's the one inyan? Gmil Chsodim. Ella, the word Chsodim is Kol Me'apratim, Kver Meisim Bakr Chelim. That's how the Rebbe is learning Pshat in this in this Rashi. What we see in this Rashi, with the knowledge that there is a Bahag and a Rambam, it says there's a Bahag that says that they're all, each one is a separate din, and the Rambam says they're all nichlal v'haftal recha kamech. And here Rashi is saying that it says uvesid bokum hidavik bidrachov. So the mitzvah is not v'alachte bidrachov. The mitzvah is hidavik bidrachov. In other words, uvesid bokum. You have to be dovik in the Eberster. How are you dovik in the Eberster? By being dovik in drachov. And what's the drachov? Gemil chesodim. So there's one in Gemil chesodim. El shekol mi'apratim. Hainu leikadas ha-bahag. The Fipirish ha-Rambam. She mitzvahs miyuchodis b'minyan ha-mitzvahs. V'gam leikadas ha-Rambam atzmei. She mitzvahs prati shel divreyim. Midirai so eino melo mitzvahs ha-sei achas. D'vahavto l'riacho kamecho. Kiim she mitzvahs ha-sei achas. D'gmil chesodim. There's one mitzvah, Gmel Chesodim, which we learn out of Vesid Bokun. HaMizchalekes, Lekama, Mitzvahs Asei Pratim, which are Kver Mesim HaBakr Chil. That's how the Rebbe is learning a Chidush Hesis Pshat in Rashi, and Pshat in Rashi, which is, that says, based on this Rashi, by Rashi writing the word Gmel Chesodim, he's bringing out that the din of Kver Mesim, Abakr Chelim, is all one Nekuda. The Nekuda is of Gmil Chasodim. Now, the Mises on Ha'arah 53, the Rebbe says, Avshe Benidin Didan, Eine Mechuyev Mishum Mitzvah Saseh Di Gmil Chasodim, Kiyim Mishum Beisud Bokum, Kanal Bifnim, Is Poshet, Shekshu Gemil Chesed, Matzav Kol Anal, Is Ariyo Mekayim Gam, Mitzvah Gmil Chasodim. Eino Chinami, the Chiyuv of doing the Gmil Chasodim, in the way that the Rebbe explained in the Sikha, what Utomak Mesha Asakodish Baruch Hu, that's not a Chiyuv Mitzad Gmil Chasodim, that's a Chiyuv Mitzad of Beisud Bokun. But Kemuvim, when you're Mekayim, then you have Beisud Bokun, and you do Gmil Chasodim. So it's also, each one is Nischalik in each Prat. In each Prat, there's Mitzvah Sasei Pratim, Kver Mesim HaBak Rechel. What is the Pshat at the end? In other words, that Mischalik Lekama Mitzvah Sasei Pratim, in other words, are the mitzvahs asei pratim? Or, I'm not really sure what's pshat at the end, this word. Amischalekes lekam mitzvahs asei pratim. He says in Ara 54, Afshul et seirech pirush hakosov kan, ena mefaret el ishtayim. I don't really chap so clear what's happening over here. What we're getting, what's clear is that there's a machlekes bahag in the Rambam, and the bahag holds that each one's a mitzvahs asei pratim. And the Rambam holds that they're all nichlal of haftal recha kamecha. And according to Rashi, it's nichlal of a vesid bokun, which is a mitzvah sasei achas, not of haftal recha kamecha, nor a vesid bokun. And that's, in vesid bokun is one inyan of gemil chasodim, and that's mischalik lekama mitzvah sasei protein. Now this time, mischalik lekama mitzvah sasei protein, I don't understand so well. Or not as, maybe not at all. Yeah. Now, in the Shuli Agilian over here on page 61, the Rebbe brings that Das Harambam Atzmei V'alachte Bedrochov V'alderezel Olechus B'chol Drochov V'achri Avay Lekechem Telechu He Mitzvah Sasei Shel Ha'odom Lidomis Bei Betulei Sevatevis. There's all the Inyanim Pulei Sevatevis. There are things that the Rambam discusses in Hilchus Deis. The Rambam is kill all these Inyan of V'alachte Bedrochov. He didn't speak about Kver Mason. That's not what he's talking about. He's talking about Klolis Dikainian of a person not being a Balkas, or all these things. That's all Nichlal and Volachte Bedrochov. Avalimon Bezer Protimanal, Rei Sefer Amitzus, Mitzus, Seiches, Elchizdeus, Pedekalif, Alocha, Hei through Zayin. Okay. Yeah. So this is the Pshat, the Pshatisha Mikra, and this last Prat of why the Ramba, why Rashi. Now, since Rashi wants to bring out this Milo Besid Bokum, which brings itself out in these two inyanim that the Eberster did, which are not really Lechura Chiyuv Mamish, so why does he mention, why does he start with Mil Chasodim? So here the Rebbe is saying that Rashi is telling us, Derech Agav, a pshat in the Havon of the Minyan HaMitzvahs. Si'if Yud, Miyena Shol Teresh V'Pirish Rashi. Is never b'hakosid b'loshin of esed bokun.
So in other words, when a person does these things, lidovik bidrachav, to do kmesh asa kodesh baruch hu, so that creates ubeisud baku. That's what the Torah means ubeisud baku. As a removing, shetachlis hadveikus vahayichud ba'kodesh baruch hu, when does a person actually, when is the ultimate level of becoming dovuk and meyuchud with the Eibishter, nasa dafka yidei zeh, ha'odam heilich bidrachav shal hakodesh baruch hu, v'geimul chsodim kmesh asa kodesh baruch hu. Gam leya yidei ves mitzveis of tishmeru anemer bakos lifniza. Notice it doesn't happen through all the things that were said until now. All the things that were said till now, the Torah is telling you to do, but you don't become sidbakun. When does it become sidbakun? Only through the fact that a person is doing chesed kimeisha asa kodesh baruch. Shai, that's luchura what comes out from this pasuk. The pasuk is mentioning all the things. Then it says Uvesid Bakun, which basically, and what does Uvesid Bakun mean? Like Rashi explains, Hidovik Bidrachov Kmesha Sakadish Barhu. Hasis and Andreverta, that without doing that, you did a lot of good things, but Uvesid Bakun wasn't there, including mitzvahs. Bitzarach Lohavan. Hali mitzvah imuloshin tsafse vechibu. Shayidei zen nase his kashus, vis actus odom bakadish barhu. The echef shalemer, shalachri ves mitzvahs ishmeru. Which a person did mitzvahs, a mitzvah moshen tzavsev v'chibur, boa kosev leheisev dveikus, sheileh magia raka yidei halicha bedrachav shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So now all of a sudden you're going to have a besad dveikus, which you didn't accomplish through mitzvahs, and now you're going to have a besad bokun. How? Through doing halachta bedrachav, doing the things k'mish HaKadosh Baruch Hu also. Mal adveikus, how are you becoming L'chura? Mitzvah is also becoming Dovik with the Eibishter. So L'chura, how are you becoming Dovik with the Eibishter in a greater extent than the extent through Mitzvah? That's the Kash. That's the Shaila that was this. Bazil. Mikivin Shah Mitzvah Him Bederech Tzivu Chulu. Hainu Sha'odam Mekaimon Bepeil. Mipnei Shehu Mitzuva Lasiyosim. What's a Mitzvah? The Eibishter commanded him. Is a reze gufa michiach shat safsur vachibur shalom odem bakodish borchu, who beifen shemurgish mitziuse shalan stava, hamekusher bakodish borchu hametzava yidekiyum atzivri. There's the Eibishter, and there's the Nivra, and the Eibishter is mitzave him, and through that he does it. Which means, obviously, if the Nivra would be with the Eibishter one thing, so obviously he wouldn't need a tzivri. The fact that he needs a tzivri, like we discussed earlier. The fact that he needs a tzivui shows that he's a mitzias, and he's being mitztave, and he's doing what he's being mitzave. Masha'en can bring in the vesid bokun. Over there, the pshat is he became so attached to the Eibishter he became attached to the Eibishter that he became one thing with the Eibishter. Now, l'chure, good. You say, if you'd say that uvesid bokun, you don't need a tzivui, so it would be understandable. You're dovuk to the Eibishter, you don't need a tzivui. But uvesid bokun d'cheichet tzivui. So here he says, masha'inkin the uvesid bokun, av shigam zeu b'derech tzivui. The Eibishter is telling you uvesid bokun. Aber harei eina tzivui al halicha b'drachav, gmilas chasod, el al advekus, shemahusa hu sha'odum dovuk b'bakadosh baruch. Because the Eibishter is telling the Yid, Uvbeisid Bokun, you have to be connected to the Eibishter. You have to be connected to the Eibishter. Now, what pshat you can become connected to the Eibishter? By doing the things that the Eibishter does, so you're going to be connected to the Eibishter. So if the Eibishter tells you to do those things, the pshat is there's a you, and there's an Eibishter, and the Eibishter is telling you to do it. Over here, also the Chur, the Eibishter is telling you to do it. But what is he telling you? He's telling you, become connected to him. Now, how are you going to become connected to him? By doing it. So it's kind of like you're going to do it because you're connected to him. You have a chiv to become connected to him. But when you do it, you're not doing it because he's telling you to do it. You're doing it because you became connected to him. And memeli, you're doing it. You become connected to him. And memeli, you're doing it. No, it's kind of name, but the chiv is not to do it. The chiv is to become connected to him. If you become connected to him, you'll do it. Now, how do you become connected to him? Do you become connected to him through doing it? Or if you're connected to him, maybe you'll do it. I mean, that'll be the Hemshech HaDvarim over here, L'chura, that's what it says.
But even if you'll say you have to do it to become connected to him, but the motive is to become connected to him. So retzach wegen becoming connected. Mashein gemay mitzvah retzach wegen doing it. That's l'chura the word. B'sign nachr k'sas av she maskel b'zeh beisid bokum b'nei hametzivoy mehametzav elanetzdava. The Eibush is telling you to do something. So if the Eibush is telling you to do something, so obviously you're someone other. You're separate. You can only tell someone that's not you. If the Eibush is telling the Nivra, the Yid, so obviously the Yid is not the Eibush. He's separated. But what's the mitzvah? Hakiyum v'ashlemus. What is the performance? Ayidei sha'anitztav v'nidbak v'amitzav. Knows enochinami. The fact that he's being told shows that he's not yet connected. But what is he being told? He's being told to become connected. He's not being told to do something. He's being told to become connected. Dugma ledover shmein esri. So you start off achone vaschola hikin lekras alikach yisrael. So the person has to make the achone. If the person wouldn't be a separate entity, so obviously how is he making achone hikin lekras alikach yisrael? But on the other hand, what's davening? Mahusa is kemid l'fnei ha-melech. The mahusa of davening is emid l'fnei ha-melech in ganzen bottle. She'ef she'afilu machvi b'mochuk. Ka'avdi ka'memore. She'eni metzias kim rak metzias od. So you can have a metzias where your stack is starting off. The fact that you're doing it shows that you're a separate entity. But on the other hand, what are you doing? You're becoming connected. Val pizeh moving. See, that was explained the chiddush between a mitzvah and a beisid bokum. Mitzvah, the Taish, the Eibush is telling you to do something. When you do something, there's a connection. But the fact that the Eibush is telling you to do something, even though you're doing it, which is obviously creating a connection, but on still, you're not changing that matzah that you're separate from the mitzvah. The mitzvah is separate from the mitzvah, and therefore he has to be mitzvah. Masha'ikin over here, the tzivui is what? That you should become one. You should become tidboku. Al pizza moving gamkin gedel le'ilui. Va'ad le'ein ha'reich b'gmilas chasodim l'kayim mitzvahs u'beisid bokun al gmilas chasodim l'kayim mitzvahs u'kesef talbuk yetz b'zah. The k'mitbiyah mitzvahs, a person lends someone money and he does gmilas chasodim, and he does it because there's a mitzvah of gmilas chasodim. There's a mitzvah of gmilas chasodim. So he's doing the mitzvah. But over here, the mitzvah is not to do what he's doing. The mitzvah is to become connected. And what he's doing is becoming connected. He's becoming bottle. How is he becoming bottle? By doing Masha Kodesh Baruch Hu is. Al pizeh gam teturat zakushya, gam al pishuta shemikra. Kiven shapira shuhi dovik bidrochov. Ei betalmida v'chachomim chulu. Is havalei l'meimer bikro mefurish. V'dovik bedrochav ukiyetsa b'zeh. So, in other words, l'chura, why talk? If the Torah means to say that you should do drochav shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu, so why does the Torah say ul'dov kebei? And we have to learn pshat that he dovik bedrochav, and through that we'll know that's how you dov kebei. L'chura, why doesn't it say l'chatchila lechus b'chol drochav? The answer is no. The mitzvah is not to do this act. The mitzvah is ul'dov kebei, that you have to become dovik in the Eibushter. And the doing this act is only a means of becoming Dovik in the Eibushter. That's how you become Dovik in the Eibushter. Lehoyer man super edus admor azokin. Shekol anogesev hoye bedug mishul maila mamish. V'lochin be'erev Shabbos kedush le'yiserev hoye misnam nemiatzme. V'fisha'oz uzman sheinu lemaila. Mashenken rabhil miparish lehoye misnam nemiatzme. Ela sheshachal lishna. Und er hat sich gelegt schlafen. Mishum she'oz, uzan shman shem elamayla. So, Rabbi Hillel went to sleep. He went to sleep. Why did he go to sleep? Because now is the time to sleep. The lamayla, the sleep. So, pshat is, so he wasn't, it's not pshat, since memela things happened. Because he knew that now is the time to sleep, so he went to sleep. Masha'ink and Alter Rebbe, since the Alter Rebbe was, so to speak, a reflection of everything that was happening to lamayla, the Alter Rebbe was beprinas, Ubeisid Bokun, the union of Dveikud Ba'Kodesh Baruch Hu. So Mela, what happened? Lemaila, so Mela, it's a Chagish Pigult Bayam. That's the difference between doing what you're supposed to do. There's a union called doing what you're supposed to do. So there's a you, and there's the one that's telling you what you're supposed to do, and you're doing what you're supposed to do. And then there's the Indian of being dabak to the Eibishter, and memela, tutzach memela. So grada. So, I mean, over here, there's a mitzvah of Vesud Bokr. But what's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is that you should be dabak in the Eibishter. You should do what the Eibishter does. K'meisho Indian. So just like we find Benigeya Yidden and the Eibishter Shenamar Alzeh Havaya Tzilcha, so we find that the Eibishter's Kaviyochel Havaya is the Tzel of the Yid. Upirish Abal Shemtiv Shekemei Shebitzel Ha'odim Lamata. Just like in the shadow of a person, this Kol Asiyesov Utnuyes Shelodim Utnuyesov Shelodim is Chesim V'Nasim Batzel Shelay B'Derech Memela. So that happens in the shadow. The shadow is a reflection of him. Is Kenu Kaviyocha Lamaila Bepchinas Havaya Tzilcha Shekol Pu'leisav Asiyesav Shalodim Lamata Dugmosi Nasiv in the full of my. So Baal Shem Tov teaches, what's teach? Havaya Tzilcha. Havaya Tzilcha, Hashem Tzilcha, is the pshat is that the Eibishter is the tzel of a yid. The way the yid does things Lamata, that causes the way things are Kaviyocha Lamaila. Is alder, that's mumata lamayla. That's the avaya tzilcha, that the Eibishter is the tzel of the yid. Is alder is a here we're talking about a vesid bokun, that the yid is a reflection of the Eibishter. Is alder is zehu leidur gisa me'akadosh baruch hu l'bnei Yisrael, shema she'esa akadosh baruch hu esim gam b'nei Yisrael. Like we're saying that by the Alter Rebbe, as lamayla was in of shena, it's a b'am gishla, it's a mele b'emele he slept. And Alder is that Ubesid Bokun, a person does what the Eibishter does. He does what the Eibishter does because he's connected to the Eibishter. The Davki Banhot, he's connected to the Eibishter. So Mela, so he does what he's supposed to, what the Eibishter does. Kimesha Asa Kodesh Bor. The Davki Banhogi Kozu, Sha'odim Isad Shehudovig Bey, Haruweese Bederech Mela Masha'isa Kodesh Borhu. So then is Niris Veniglas Advekas Achi Naila, Shinish Misova Kodesh Borhu. When a person does what the Eibishter does, because he's dovek to the Eibishter, so then Herzuchon klar, very clear and very revealed the connection between a yid and the Eibishter. Shayar neshom hi chelik lekam imal mamish. Kasher odom dovek bedrochov ve'ese kan lemata mashakodesh baruch hu ve'ese lemayla. Harei bazeh bo lidegili dvekas Yisrael b'akodesh baruch hu sheYisrael ve'irayse ve'kutche brichim kul echad. So Memela, that's Ubesud Bokum is a person is connected to the Eibishter, and Memela is Spiegel Tzachob, that what the Eibishter does, he does. So L'chur from here, it sounds like, so what's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is to do it, or the mitzvah is to be dovek? So it says, the mitzvah is to be dovek. And when you'll be dovek, is you'll do it. So Kilo Nema, when you'll be dovek, you'll do it. I mean, could be, if you do it, that'll cause you should be dovuk. And once you're dovuk, so b'meila you'll do it. I'm not sure. What is the mitzvah? The mitzvah is dovuk bedrachov. Dovuk bedrachov. You should be dovuk. You should be dovuk to the Eibishter through doing the things that the Eibishter does, or that expresses itself by the fact that you do what the Eibishter does. It maybe still needs a little bit clarification. In other words, which way does it start? So there it says clearly, it's Eifim for Derech Memela. Earlier you also said, Hariyesu B'Derech Memela Mashay Sakadish Baruch. By the fact that he's Dovuk, Beisud Bokun, so what is the Taich of Beisud Bokun? You learn the Pasik. So you learn the Pasik's Tamazay. It means you should do what the Eibishter does, and you should be gay muchsad. The Rebbe saying, no, that's not the pshat. That is the pshat, but it's much tiferet pshat. We already had this Beis Sidbak, which was the Inyan of Av. We already had the Inyan of Ludovka Bey, which is the Inyan of Yidori Talmid Chacham. Now we're talking about a mile of Dveikus, which is higher than all the Inyan that were mentioned in the Pasik. Lelechus Bechol Dracha, Lelechus Mitzvesov, Lelechus, all Achri Avai Lekechum Telechu, all the things that I mentioned. What? The ultimate is Uvesin Bokun. You should be connected to the Eibishter. How does it drikhu is that you connect? The drikhu is that you're connected to the Eibishter by the fact that you do Mashakunish Borchu Esa. No, since the Eibishter does it, so Mamele you do. That's Uvesin Bokun. And that's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is that you should be connected to the Eibishter in such a way
that what the Eibishter does, you do. There you do. And the Mela, so the Chura, and then, again, as we discussed, you have to know, is it talk, does it mean that you should do this, and the Mela you'll be connected? Or you should be connected, and Mela you should do this. That's what he's saying, Vahbir Bazer. So he's saying, on page 62, in the second column, we said over there, Avshi Gamzeu B'derech Tzivui, Hare'enat Tzivui Al-Lich B'drach, V'gmilet Chasodim, El Al-Advekus, Shemahusuhu Sha'odim Dovek B'Kodesh Baruch. Yeah. In the order 56 over there, on page 62, says that the mitzvah is the Dvekus, V'lochin B'zeh Davke Namar Aloshin, Ubeisid Bokun, Hidovik Bidrochov, Mashainkein mitzvah in Loshan Tzafsi V'chibur. So there's a Tzafsi V'chibur means there's a connection. And a Beisid Bokun means in ganzen Dovuk. Dovuk Bidrochov. V'yeshleimar, Shuhalderech Ahefesh, Shubin Hiskashus Udvekus. There's two in Yonah, there's Hiskashus und Dvekus. Shiskashus Neshamis Yisroel Lamakadish Borcho. Ayidei Teira Mitzvahs, who commissioned Seir and Dover B'Dover, Vacation Esim Yachad. You take two things and you tie them together. V'zeu anikra kesher v'yichud, shemechabrin u'mekashin Dover Nifrit. You take something which is separated, and you connect them, so you make a kesher with them. Masha'enkim dveikos meire, she'enim mitzias la'atzmei, v'ein Dover Echad. Dveikos shows that they become, the Yid and the Eberster becomes one thing. That's the Uveisid Bokun, V'lochin ala neshama l'mayla, Kesev B'tanya, that haloshin, V'kusid, that says, Magil, l'mayla is V'kusid, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it says over there. And the Kitzur, he brings other places. That's a Nekuda that he says, the chiluk between the chiddush of Uveisid Bokun, which is negated to the Pshutish of Mikri, also in the Yenish Altair, that the mitzvah is to become connected to the Eberster, Ad Kedei Kach, that what the Eberster wants, what the Eberster does, memele you do. Because, ulohoy, sheshishin yonim shevepasik zeh, which the pasik enumerates out, from achre avayel kechem telechu, until uvesid bokun, heim kineged sheish tevis, shebeyichud shma yisrael. Let's say shma yisrael has six words. And each one of the yonim that are mentioned in this pasik is kineged one of those words. Vasher uvesid bokun, who connected echot, which is kaviyochol shemizbalim bay. You become completely taken in, you become completely engulfed from the Eberster. That's the, you know, vesed bokun, you become so connected to the Eberster, not like someone that there's a mitzvah that he's being, you have to be mitzavim, so which means he's separate and you be mitzavim. But over here, you and the Eberster become one.
We'll go over a few of the nekudas of the haris. The nekudah of the sikha again, the Rebbe is teaching that the pshat in the pasuk achri avay lekechem telechu, and all the inyonim say satishmeru, and then he finishes off a vesid bokun. So the teach of a vesid bokun here is something which is even higher than all the inyonim that was discussed in the pasuk till now. In other words, the Pashtos, when it says "Va'atem advekem b'avayel ikechem" in Parshas Veschanan, or "Ve'sidbuk" in Parshas Re'i, so over there the Pashtos advarim means that it goes on Ava, in Avas Hashem. Through Avas Hashem, Yudovik b'Kodesh Baruch Hu. Al derech, where we find by Shechem that it says "Va'tidbuk nafshe," and over there it meant that it was Ava, like the pasuk touches off "Va'yaves bas yankif." So the Melo over here, it's also Mizava. That's the Pashto Pshat. But Sheinkin over here, here in Parshas Re'ei, now there is a soft Parshas Eikev, you can't say that Pshat. And over here, you can't say the Pshat because since the Pasuk is coming behemshech to the union of a Novi Sheker, the Pasuk is saying that if a Novi Sheker comes along and tells you to Aved Elokim Acher, you shouldn't listen to him. What should you do? Achrei Avay Lekechem Telechu, you should listen to the Eberster. And what's the reason why there's an inyan of a Novi Sheker, that the Eberster gives the kayak to a Novi Sheker to be able to try to convince a Yidden to show a Mephis? Is Kiminasa Avaya Lekechem Eschem Ladas Hayish Chemeyavim. So the whole inyan of a Novi Sheker is to bring out the Ava.
So when you say Achri Avaya Lekechem Telechu, that whole pasuk is saying that brings out how a person has Avas Hashem. Hatach Nishkinar to say that Ovesud Bakun, which is the climax, so to speak, of the pasuk, is talking about Avot Mitshingeretving Av. The whole thing is talking about Avot. Befrat that the pasuk says Vesum Sveisav Tishmeru, which also includes Ava. So therefore, you have to learn that Ovesud Bakun is talking about something which is even greater than Ava. What is this that's greater than Ava? And that he says, Hidavik Bidrachav. You should do the Drachim of the Eibishter. And you have to do Kver Mesim and also Bakr Chelim, Kimesha Sakadish Baruch. And the way the Rebbe is Masber, that the Pshat is that there are things you do because it's a mitzvah. When there's a mitzvah, the Pshat is there's a mitzvah, there's a mitzvah, and there's a mitzvah that you to in order, and that connects the mitzvah and the mitzvah. Masha'enkin over here, there's an inyan, a greater inyan, that a person is dovik in the Yebishter, and therefore he does things which are not a mitzvah. It's not the mitzvah, you wouldn't have to do it. And the only reason you're doing it is because you're dovik in the Yebishter. So the Vaila in the Hamshech HaSikh, it comes out, another is a chidush, that the Pashto Pshat of Atam Advekim Bavai Lekecha means that you didn't have Ava to Hashem. And when it says Ubei Sidbak, it means that you should have Ava. So in Pashas Veschanim, it says Atam Advekim, over there it means that that's the fact, Atam Advekim, you didn't have Ava. And when it comes to beginning of Pashas Re'ei, and over there it says Ubei Sidbak, over there it's a tzivu to have Ava. The Emes is, the Rebbe says, in Ha'ara 18, the gam im hoya akosu v'pashas v'eschan gam kim tzivoy lehoya kosha hachpalose. No, it's not pshat, it's because in v'eschanon it's a fact of the way the matzav was then. And in pashas v'eschan it's a tzivoy, so that's not shver. If pashas v'eschan would also be a tzivoy, well, technically it's going shver. Because v'kama v'kama tzivoyim klolim motzina b'mishnu teira hachpalosem. And k'meshmiris ha-mitzvahs, and the Rebbe gives a whole list of places where we see Shmiras HaMitzvahs, that the Torah keeps saying it over and over again, and also Liyiras HaVaya, again a list, the Gamba Ava'atzma, the Rebbe brings noch a list. V'rag b'mekeim esvurim anal, mefarish Rashi hakavon eshach b'achpalosim. Certain places, obviously it needs an explanation why, that Rashi explains the achpalosim. So b'chlal, the fact that it would say the inyan of Dveikus b'Hashem twice, that's not a kasha. Why should you say Dveikus b'Hashem twice? Just like we see that Befeirish bar Avit says more than once, and Yirid talks about more than once. The fact is that when it says Va'atam Advekim, it's talking about a fact. Va'atam Advekim, that's the fact. And Uvei Sidbuk, that's a tzivui. But that's not a reason why the later on when it says Besid Bokun, it can't mean a tzivui because it already had a tzivui. The reason is, as the Rebbe explained, because over there, Pasnish Tzogun, either at the end of Parshas Ekev, it can't be meaning Ava, because in that pasuk it says already Ava. And over here it can't mean Ava, because over here we're talking about such an inyan which is obviously greater than Ava. The whole pasuk is bringing out the Ava. And Sudar Tzu, there's also a Vesid Bokum, like we discussed earlier. That's one, so it's one Nukuda that a Chidush Estes, that the Pashtus of Dveikus Bashem, when there's no explanation, is Ava Sashem. Now in Ha'ara 6, the Rebbe brings, this is in the last ket of Ha'ara 6, he brings, Umashe Kosa B'Sifse Chachom Kan, Dalu Bei Sidbak, Lehutzrach Rashi Lefarish, B'Shem De Pshute Shel Mikra Pirushe Hidovik B'Drachov, that the posh the pshat of Ubei Sidbak means Hidovik B'Drachov. If that's the case, why is Rashi saying it over here? Umashe Hutzrach Rashi Lefarish Kan, to say that it means Hidovik B'Drachov. So the Rebbe is learning that over here, Sagan Sechidish the Yidavik B'drachav, not the Pashto Pshat of Yidavik B'drachav, which is discussed in Loleches B'chol Drachav. But the Sisacham is saying the reason why over here Rashi says that it means Yidavik B'drachav, although that's the Pashto Pshat in Pashas V'eschanan, or in the beginning of Pashas Ekev, is because the Leinita Leimo Lefarer Shakro, Achri Avaya Lekechem Teleichu. L'achri shiyir b'chol kol amidas halolu is ozu beisid bokun liyez kol hashgachos yaleim. So then you learn that beisid bokun doesn't mean a tzivui, but it rather means like a schar. After you'll have all these inyanim, so then it will be beisid bokun. So the Rebbe says, the Rebbe doesn't accept it on two levels. First of all, einim muvim b'derech hapshat.
First of all, minayin apshitus b'shuta shel mikra, the base sidbak pirushe hidavik b'drachav meichatesa. The rest of pshat mishlem, what the Rebbe said is based on the fact that it says vayidbak nafshe. It's a pasuk, and Rashi explains. And the pasuk explains vayidbak nafshe means there was ava. But over here you're saying the pashta taicha hidavik b'drachav hidavik uldavka bay. Is talking, or Beis Sidbok is talking about Hidavik B'drachav, the Rebbe is asking Meicha Tesa. That's first of all. And secondly, what are you saying? That over here, you would assume it's a different shot? Because you would assume that Beis Sidbokun is like a schar as a result of everything that was said in the beginning of the Pasuk. Meicha Tesa, that Beis Sidbokun is also not a tzivi, just like all the pratim of the Pasuk, is Alderezah, Beis Sidbokun. That's Beis. The parsha says, "No tzivui shalla adam lasis behemshach the shara tzivui in shem pasuk." Well, they have tocha shakadosh baruch hu yashgiach aleim. So therefore, the Rebbe doesn't accept at all this pshat of the sifse chacham, and the Rebbe names on bepshitos that the taitz of a beis sidbak means inyan of ava. And why is over here it can't mean inyan of ava? So over here Rashi is mechadish that it means idavik bedrachav, but that's tam the idavik bedrachav of Lelechis B'drachav. It was a tiferinion of Yidavik B'drachav to do things Kimesh Asa Kodesh Baruch Hu, which is even higher than the union of Av. Yeah. Now, on Amud 54, page 54, the Rebbe is discussing, the Rashi says, Gmil Chasodim, then he says, Kver Mesim Abakar Chelim. The Rebbe is understanding that the Gmil Chasodim is a klal, and Kver Mesim, Abakar Chelim, that's the Prat. And he's asking why are only these Pratim, all kinds of details in the Shilas, the Seder Advarim, but that's in the Kudah, that Mel Chasodim is a Klal, and Kver Mesim, Abakar Chelim, is a Prat. Now, L'chura, you could, in the Lashon B'nei Yodim, when people say Gmel Chasodim, a Gmel Chesed fund, is the Inyan of Halva. So l'chura, there's an art to learn that Gmel Chasodim means give halvos. And then there's the inyan of Kver Mesim, and then there's Bakar Chelim. And then the whole hamshech of the Sicha, where the Rebbe is asking what's the klal and what's the prat, and why these pratim, and why isn't it mentioned in of Gmel Chasodim? Why can't you maybe suggest that Gmel Chasodim taka means the inyan of Gmilas Chesed, which is the inyan of alone? So on that, the Rebbe says in R8, that Ribeloshin Teira, Gmilas Chasodim, he asiyas chesed. Gmilas Chasodim doesn't mean alone, Beloshin Teira. It means doing chesed. Gmilas Chasodim is doing chesed. Heim begufei, heim b'mameine. Masha'enkin, Beloshin Amuduberes Ato, dehi alvo, the alvo's moment. And he brings Reibob Metzia, that he says, Bikur Chelim, haino Gmilas Chasodim. And Kvura, haino Gmilas Chasodim. That's what the Gemara says. So we see clearly that the union of Gemilas Chasodim means to do Chesed, Loshna Gemara, Loshna Teir. That's another horror. Now, in Rashi mentions in Ledovka Bay at the end of Parshas Ekev, where it says Ledovka Bay. So Rashi teaches Hidovik b'Talmidim u'b'Chachomim. The Rebbe explains why he can't explain that it means Ava, because it says La'ava Savaya L'Kechem, and therefore he learns it means Hidovik v'talmidim u'bechachom u'mayla ni'alechem ki'ilu nidbakta bay. So on that Rashi says in the Rebbe tells us in Or 20, the Gemara says over there, the Gemara says in Ksubis, kol ha'masi bitel l'talmud chochom, so that's the inyan of Ledovka. He's mila that he was Dovik in the Eberster. So why can't we say, why is Rashi just saying he Dovik b'talmidim u'b'chachamim? Why isn't Rashi mentioning this Gemara? That's the Rebbe's horror. So on that, the Rebbe is saying first that Pshuta Shal Mikra, Nesev Alzeh, the Mikivan Shal Ledovka Bey, Namak Shisrael Hoy Nadayim B'midbar, is lehoyi shayach kol kacha pragmatia. Means the Yidden weren't so much into business in the Midbar. In Memele, to say that you have to do business with the Talmud Chacham, pastish to pesazei in Midbar, and also, he negam b'negiel l'shar ha-dvarim, Hatzivu l'davke be'yu l'chol Yisrael. Rak le'rak le'elu sheyesh lam bonis u'nechosim chulu. Notice it said tzivu klali l'davke be'y. And to say that it's mugbal for a person that's in this position, that's able to be either masibita l'tamil chochem or to do pragmati l'tamil chochem, is not glatik u'pshuti shal mikra. And therefore, Rashi nemzon that it means he davik b'talmidim u'b'chacham, doesn't mean this inyan of lasis pragmatia b'talmid chacham. In Hara 28, in the Sikha, the Rebbe spoke about that it was a davar aposhet that Avram had mevakrim. Memela, the chiddush was that the Eibush was mevakar Avram, even though he didn't need it. So the Rebbe tells that the L'chura Rashi says that the Eibush was heitzi cham min arteka, shalela atricha b'orchim. And Memela, l'fisher ha'om etzdar shalei hoye loy orchim. So therefore he brought the malachim. So it sounds like there was no one there. There was lei hoye loy orchim. So that the Rebbe is telling us that first of all, that this was b'yem ha'shlishi. Masha'enki mishnei yom ha'rishenim he pashtas had orchim. And Memela, so he already had bikur chelim. But on the other hand, the nekudas advarim is that einachinami, there were no orchim coming to have hachnasas orchim. But there was certainly bnei bias of Avram that lived there, and they were definitely mevakar chela. And al der is a mamre, the Rebbe says, was definitely mevakar chela. Memela is vita, is chaser, this inyan that Avram, the Eberster, when he came to mevakar chela, he came to mevakar chela, someone that didn't really need the bikur chelim. That's the nekudas advarim. That the Bikr Chelim was in the Eifun, that he didn't need the Bikr Chelim. Okay.